systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, January 7th, 2009. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 138 of this motherfucking shit. We do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 or 9 or 10 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
Not too bad.
No?
Alright.
Not too good? Not too bad?
I could be better.
You can always be better, Braden.
Not always. Sometimes where you're like, man, I couldn't get any better than this.
Well, life is so amazing right now.
Yeah, when you feel that, it lasts about 15 seconds.
Right.
Because you're really high
and
for
then
a
the,
second.
And then the drugs go away and you're like, oh, this again.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, like I said, thank you guys so much for being with us for the Wednesday night live show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will read it on the show. Or you can always give us a call, 406-204-GOT-P. That spells 4687 if you're illiterate, whatever. If you're a bastard, you can't tell. Also, if you guys would like to call and leave us voicemails for us to play on the show, you can also call 406-204-4687. When the show's not live, always when that happens, you can leave us a message. And if it's decent, we will play it on the show. A couple things to get to before we get into some other shit. I would like to send out a big ol' fucking thank you to everyone that's purchased a t-shirt in the past couple days. Chickadee, Viola Chick, Jeremy from Alaska, thank you guys so much for helping support the show. That brings you just amazing comedy 3 days a week. For Alaska and Jeremy and Viola Chick, your shirts got sent out this morning. Chickadee, your shirt will hopefully get sent out tomorrow morning, if I remember. I will try and remember. And if not, text me and remind me in the morning. Because I see you apparently wake up before I do, so. Yeah. Also, real quick. So, I told you guys what happened with Nicole, and she's in love with somebody else and shit. And I was trying to get more out of her, more so for my own peace of mind.
Good luck with that.
Right. But, you know, more for my own peace of mind than to have shit to talk about on the show. God knows I can talk about anything else.
Like, well, Jesus, we can do a show with no show notes and we'll have too
much. I know.
And the show will be too long still.
I know, and I always get nervous when I go into a show with no notes. It's just the date. So
well,
I'll
because
like,
you're like, I don't know what to talk about, but then we just start talking. And
yeah, and it works out, and that's fine and shit. Oh, and also, real quick, if you guys, you have my camera, that's in the main room. The Jam Hole one is Braden's camera. So if you guys, you have full control over whose cameras and volumes and all that shit you guys see. So yeah, if you want to look at him, throw the Jam Hole one up in the window there. So yeah, it was more for my own peace of mind than to have shit to talk about on the show. So I'm like, what really happened? Like, that seems, the more I thought about it, it seemed like kind of a cop-out, not to mention the fact that I found out she was lying about some stuff. So, once you find that out, that, you know, the person you really like is a liar, it's hard to trust anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're never going to find the truth when you're searching for it, you know.
Right, I mean, anything short of fucking sodium pentothal and fucking questioning her,
right,
hooked up to a fucking lie detector machine. God knows I have no time for that bullshit. So, yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's hard. No, not. I mean, I hate to say no, it's not, but it would have been. Like, I liked her a lot, and then all that shit just fucking happened. And it's like, now, even if I got back, like, talking to her, I guess, again, I would never know, like, are you lying to me now? So it's pretty much done. Like, there's no saving it. I mean, I don't know. Granted, I'm the kind of retard that if she called up, I would be like,
oh, hey, yeah,
I'll take
of course
you.
We'll go to dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to have dinner.
Like a fucking idiot. But So the last text message, I just wanted to read this to you guys to see what you guys had to say about it. But the last text message she sent to me, because I sent her a message, and I was like, you know, we talked about this on the show and stuff and all this. And the last thing she ever said to me was, I got a text message, and it said, "All you ever did was bitch about my kid and talk shit about me and say shit about my friends. Think about it. Why the hell would I want to be with someone like that?"
Is that exact quote?
That is exact quote, word for word, from the text message she sent me. And that's the last message I got from her.
I like how she just fabricates all these things.
Well, I never bitched about her kid. I bitched about people having kids in general. But when I was over there, like, I was so nice to her family and her kid and her and
you
her sister.
You made fun of her friend for not knowing how to shoot up.
Okay, that I did do. Okay, I talked shit about her friend because if you're going to do drugs, fucking do them. You can't get drugs and then be like, "Hey, can you fucking shoot me up?" It's like, no, I don't know where your fucking blood's been. I get queasy just from looking at that shit. Like I said, when on the show, when I was talking about on a Monday show about that emo chick that just cut the shit, like,
yeah, that's crazy.
I can handle my shit, but that, you know, that is gross, and it made me queasy. And it wasn't just so much of like I'm afraid to get, like, blood-borne pathogens and shit. It's just, you're a big, fat, nasty bitch, and I really don't want to have to touch you.
Yeah, I really just don't want to help you get high.
Yeah.
If you can't get it high on your own, I don't care.
Can't get the drugs you want to do into your system the way that you want to do it, then you should not be doing those drugs. Go find some other drugs to fucking do. I'm not going to be responsible for you fucking ODing or some dumb shit like that. That's not how I want to spend my night. And the only fucking reason I was even over there in the first place was because Nicole was there, and if I want to spend time with her, okay, I have to deal with some bullshit. Right. Whatever. I was willing to do that. But I never once bitched about her kid. I never once talked shit about her until this happened, and then I said, "You're a fucking liar." Because she fucking lied to me. You don't lead somebody on and then be like, "Oh, by the way, it slipped my mind, but I just remembered I'm in love with somebody else. Fuck you." So, and I sent her a message today. I was like, "I would really like it if you would talk to me and we could, you know, talk about this shit." And I haven't heard from
her. What's the point in even talking, though?
Well, just, I wanted her to come on the show or call in 406-204-GOT-P. And say her side of it. Maybe there was a legitimate reason of why she led me on and blew me off and all that shit. But she never answered, so oh swells that end swells, I guess. I don't know what else to really say about it. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Like, that's how she ended it, you know? Like, all you ever did was bitch about my kid. Like, she was almost trying to make herself feel better for what she did by fabricating this shit in her mind. Like, you didn't want him anyway. All he ever did was bitched about your kid and talk shit about you and your friends. Like, you don't need to be with someone like that. And then she's like, "Yeah, I don't need to be with someone like that. Fuck you, Matt. I'm in love with somebody else. Send." So, what do you do, right? I mean, what
do you ever think maybe the fact that you share every, like, detail about your relationships with anyone on the show with all these people on the internet is a turn off for some girls?
I don't know. I asked her about that. Yeah. That's a good point.
I mean, that really doesn't have much to do with it. I was just thinking about
it. Well, it does,
like,
though.
Now that I think about it, ever since we did the show, like, whenever anything happens in your relationship, it's, like, here first.
Well,
and, like,
yeah,
I don't know,
because this is my form of free therapy. Well, not free, but, I mean, this is my therapy. This is, and the shows that get the best ratings are the real shit. Like, I could come on here and fabricate and write a character for myself and write all these plot points and shit like that, and I can come on here like I do the confessions.
Yeah.
I can get into the role and be like, "My mom died today. Oh, I need donations. Thejamhole.com/donate. I can't afford to bury my own mother." thejamhole.com/donate. I need money to bury my mother.
Maybe you
the
should
last
do that.
Living parent I have left. I need money to bury her. Like, I could come on here and talk.
That's
all
almost
that
a
shit.
Good idea. Then we get some donations.
Really?
Yeah.
So my mom has cancer. Right. It's very. She needs an operation.
It's very
cost
expensive.
$1 million. Oh, I like to think that our listeners will just, you know, donate money because they like the show, not because I made up some bullshit tear-jerking.
Some of them need that reason, though.
Okay,
they're
well,
like, I don't want to just give you some money, but if your mom's dying, I can justify, you know.
Okay.
I can help you out.
If that's what it takes, then yes, my mom is dying. We're all dying if you want to fucking go that route, but I don't know. It just seemed dumb. And like I said, I asked her about it. I was like, does it bug you that I'm so open with everything? And she's like, no, I kind of actually like that.
So sure, like, she does. So, just like she doesn't have a boyfriend that she's in love with.
Not
else.
A boyfriend. Just oh, someone that she's in love with.
Still.
Yeah. So, I don't know. She, that didn't appear to be the problem, but then again, she appeared to like me. So, what the fuck do I know? Apparently not a whole lot. So, oh my god. Today was a hellish fucking day at work, dude.
How so?
I get there. Like, you know, we had a bunch of fucking snow just dumped on us.
And then rain all day.
I wake up this morning and it's raining. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. So I get to work half hour late as par for the course, as usual. And today I was in Libby. If you're following thejamhole.com/Twitter, you will know where this story is going and what I had to do before I actually got to go to Libby today. But for those of you that don't, and I will get, you know, a little more into it. I get there, and the salt guy, Ryan, and the other...
Caught in sick.
No, actually. And the other Ryan, they had already left. And the boss forgot to tell them that, oh, by the way, today's the day our salt truck comes in. Like, the semi. Usually, when we get salt, there's a semi, and then there's a pup trailer, which is about three quarters of a full semi trailer. So, truck, semi, pup trailer. Big old long fucking shit full of our salt.
It's like all salt?
Pallets and pallets and pallets of salt. Because we go through a lot of fucking salt. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a new route every day and they repeat every 3 months. So, I mean, that like thousands of customers that get salt for their water softeners from us. So, we get a load like that about once a month. So, the city was supposed to have plowed out where our salt shed sits. Holy shit.
Shit.
Where our salt shed sits. Where that shit is.
Where your salt
where my
shed shits.
Where my shit be at. It's a fucking... it's a huge warehouse, and it's in this alley. So you have to... There's two entrances. One side you can go in, or you can come in the other side. And the one side, you can get the semi in with the pup trailer on it. The other side, you can't, because there's a foam pole and there's a building there. Like, there's no possible way to get in that
just
other
won't
side.
Fit.
No, it won't make that turn. It's so fucking tight, you know?
Tight.
It's tight. You can't make that turn. So, he came in on the other side, and fucking, the city was supposed to have this shit all plowed out. They plowed out the parking lot because there's a another business there that shares this whole little area. And they plowed it out, but where they put the snow is on either side of the entrance. So there's these huge, like, 8 foot tall, if you follow us on twitter.com/thejamhole, thejamhole.com/twitter, either or, goes the same place. I took a picture of the semi-truck trying to get in and getting all stuck and shit. So he fucking pulls in and just gets all fucking stuck because he can't cut it enough to where he's going to miss the snowbank, obviously. Yeah. We can't move the snowbank, obviously. It's all packed in. It's heavy as fuck.
And because, it's probably like 8 feet tall.
Right. And because it got rained on, it's heavy fucking snow. Like, it's packing snow for knocking fools out with and shit. But just fucking ridiculous. So we fucking, he pulls in and he tries to make it and that doesn't work. So he fucking unhooks the pup trailer where it's at. Pulls in, that doesn't work, fucking gets chains out on his fucking semi, and we're out there with shovels at this point, trying to make a fucking path, just digging. The boss's son, this other kid that's helping us out right now, because he got laid off from his job, which everyone seems to be doing around here. Construction workers, no fucking dice, man.
None.
Should have listened to your parents and stayed in school. But yeah, so they're there digging. I'm trying to fucking start the forklift, because I drive that shit like a fucking madman.
In the ice?
Oh, man.
It's fucking sliding.
So ridiculous in the snow, dude. It's crazy. So he finally gets the semi-truck in after like an hour of us fucking with this shit. But now where he has to pull in, there's a bunch of snow. So now we have to fucking shovel this path so the forklift can get the salt out of the semi and into the fucking shed. Mm-hmm. So we're shoveling more fucking snow. And we get it to the point where we think it's going to be okay. And I pull it up, and now because of how the snowbank is, the semi isn't sitting straight like this.
Right, it's not level.
It's actually like this.
So you can't get the forks in
the pallets? Now, the forks of my forklift don't go like
right,
this.
They're flat.
They actually have to stay like this. So that was all fucked. So he pulled up more, and we're out there with those things we were using on the roof, the big fucking spikes and shit, just busting off this, like, 6-inch thick plate of snow, ice, slush shit. Just fucking pissed. An hour and a half goes by, and we finally get that good. Everybody leaves, except for me, because, you know, they have shit to do, and it's about 11 o'clock at this point. The boss's son's already an hour late for his first thing. He had some service to do. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm good now. I can unload it. I fucking unload that shit, no problem. He goes and parks the trailer somewhere, comes back around to get the pup trailer so we can finish this shit. The way that was left is kind of in between these big mounds of snow. So he hooks it up and he starts going, no fucking dice. Chains on everything, not fucking
what,
happening.
Stuck?
Yeah, he's rocking this shit back and forth, and now, because of how it's sitting, there's a food bank place, like, across the street, and they have their trailers out in the snow, and he's backing up, like, not even a foot, almost hitting these trailers, so he can't get a good run at it, and he can't go forward because there's these huge humps now. So he's fucking just doing this thing, and chains are spinning, and sparks are flying everywhere because he's rubbed down to the fucking asphalt. Not fucking working. We have a crowd of people watching this at this point. The food bank guys are out watching, making sure he's not hitting their shit. There's, I don't know what this place is right in front that shares the other parking lot with us. They're all out smoking cigarettes. I think it's like a halfway house or some shit, because there's some grizzly-looking motherfuckers coming
out
of there.
There's quite a few of those around here.
Oh, Christ.
A lot of them are in the old part of town, just blending in with the normal houses. It's kind of
weird. Yeah, the west side and shit.
Yeah.
So he tries this for like 40 minutes. Not fucking happening. Finally, this guy comes out and he's like, what if we hook up my truck to the semi-truck, which is hooked up to the trailer, and we'll fucking just yank the fucker out? I'm like, no fucking way. That's gonna work, dude. So I'm like, well, why don't we use my truck? Because I have, you know, the heavy duty, extra super badass fucking shit for hauling water around, you know, so it's a lot more heavy duty. He had the same truck as me, but not the heavy duty version. So he comes and he looks at my tires, and they're nothing special because the way I drive, and, you know, I put a lot of fucking miles on my truck. He's got studs on his and shit, so we're like, all right, we'll use yours. He gets some rope, ties it to the fucking semi, ties it to his truck, starts going, not fucking happening. He's just spinning. He's like, well, I have chains also. So he chains up his fucking truck, and he starts pulling, and all of a sudden the fucking rope snaps.
Oh, of
course. What else could
possibly...
You
were using a rope?
Yeah. Well, what else do you...
A chain?
Well, the chain was on the fucking truck. No, I don't know. They used a rope first. That didn't fucking work. Snap the fucking rope. Almost fucking smacks people that are watching.
Cut someone in half.
Just, it's getting crazy at this point. I just want to not even
just
do
get
this.
It done.
And I just want to go to Libby and do what I actually have to do, not this bullshit. So finally, he's like, you know, do you have a chain? And I look in the salt shed, and I found a fucking rusted-ass chain. Come back, and they start doing it again. And finally, pulls it and gets it up there and shit, which looked really funny because there's this little white fucking Chevy truck pulling this big old fucking Max semi Peterbilt fucking thing with this fucking trailer on it, all chained up and shit. So he finally fucking does that and gets it and pulls him up and he parks it and shit. And I get that thing unloaded in like fucking 10 minutes. Like, I'm not even stopping, dude. Just forklift fucking.
Just fucking drifting.
Yeah, drifting, raising, fucking lowering as I'm driving, backing out just real fucking quick. Like, I'm getting really good at driving a forklift, even though I'd never done it before this job. Like, I've driven it a lot for this job, but before that, I'd never touched a forklift. They're just like, here. Can you do this? I'm like, yeah, I can
figure it out.
For the most part, I can drive anything with wheels. For the most part. I've never come across something that I couldn't drive, airplanes included. So,
Have you flown an airplane?
Yeah, once.
Just like, oh, hey, I'll just fly this.
No, a while ago,
Someone had to show you.
My mom wanted to know if I wanted to get my pilot's license and shit.
Really?
So she knew some people because she worked at the airport, and she knew some people that did the pilot training. So she talked to the guy to take me up in the plane and see if it was something I liked doing. And basically, my mom was freaked the fuck out because the instructor guy wasn't touching anything. He's like, have you ever flown before? I'm like, no. He's like, well, do you know what? I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, I've played video games a lot, and I've always taken off and landed. Any video game I've ever played, I could always land it fine, take off fine. Same fucking thing, pretty much. So I fucking, you know, go, and he's telling me bullshit, whatever. My mom's in the back freaking the fuck out.
We're
like,
gonna die. Why aren't
you flying it? And he's like, well, he's got it. He seems okay. You know, the pilot was there just in case, but he was like, I'm not touching anything. Your son is flying pretty much. And you know, we fly around and shit, and it is so fucking fun flying. And we start to come down, and my mom is freaking out. She's like, you're not gonna let him, please don't let him land. And he's like, he seems like he's got it. He's even the pilot, like, once we were in the air, he's like, are you seriously for sure you've never flown before? I'm like, no, I've, you know, been in planes, but I've never flown it, just on video games. And he's like, wow, you're really good at this for never having done it. And, you know, we start coming down for the landing and shit, and I'm, like, kind of looking back at my mom, like, uh-huh, cool, huh? And she's just white, like a fucking ghost. Like, I'm just waiting for her to faint. I'm waiting to hear the fucking body drop. Yeah, and we fucking get down, and I hear her just starting to freak out as the ground's coming closer, and she keeps looking at the pilot, and he's, like, he's making sure she knows that he's not touching it, like, just to fuck with
just
her.
Putting his hands
and I totally just fucking landed, no problem, and she got out of the plane. She's like, I'm never going flying with you again. And then I never did get, you know, any classes or anything, but it was really fun. And yeah, I've flown
a
plane.
You just did it that one time?
Yeah, just that one time. I would like to, if, you know, maybe eventually after this show, you know.
After you have a bunch of money.
Yeah, after I have money to wipe my ass with. And
you can go buy a plane and just fly it everywhere.
The jam hole Learjet. Yeah. And then
how we'll get around.
Yeah, and then we'll start constructing Jamholia.
Our empire.
So 26 says, great news, Matt. Sanjay Gupta, a fucking moron health correspondent on CNN, has been nominated by Barack Obama for Surgeon General, thus being a huge influence on U.S. or us health policy, and in all caps, and he is against marijuana being legal even for medical purposes. I fucking hate this stupid fucking world. Fuck Obama, and fuck Gupta, and fuck the world. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, 26. So, yeah, like I said before, if you guys have anything to say live on the show, 406-204-4687, give us a call. Yeah, so basically I didn't get fucking up. I didn't leave here till like 1 o'clock, drive to Libby 80 miles. I have my 6 or 7 fucking stops and then drive back. I got back at like 4:45, right before 5 o'clock. And then we had to fill and shit. It just seemed like, of course, right after they leave, they take the shovels, they take everything I could have used to help shovel down these fucking humps. He gets stuck again, and they're gone, you know. So it just, it seemed like from the time I got to work, it was just one thing after another, and I'm still kind of
gouged by the snow.
I know, just getting effed, and I'm out of gas, and I gotta go do this, and work orders to do, and I was just pissed. piss. On top of that, the girl thing, I'm still, you know, it's been a couple days, but I'm still thinking about it, of course. I liked her quite a bit, and I'm bummed about it, whatever. It just, yeah, it just seemed like one thing after another, so I don't know. Fuck me, I guess. That's how it goes.
Fuck us
but
all.
In the midst of all that bullshit, I managed to get the shirt sent out. So, again, thank you guys. That really does help a lot. We have just about everything. You know, we're not done buying equipment for the show, but a couple people have said it to me that our show sounds amazing for us being, this is our first year doing it.
Just being in your living room?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, for what we have. And, you know, I was telling them that I'm really fucking picky about how it sounds and when people are clicking pens or I'm fucking being all nervous.
Well,
and
even
shit.
When the sound quality was shit, you were still super picky about
it. Yeah, I was trying software-wise to fix as much shit as I could, but then it's like you have to have good shit to make good shit, obviously.
So, software only goes, that's only half of it.
Yeah, so basically when you guys donate to the show, the next things you are going to help us purchase, mainly we need more RAM for the recording computer. It's not bad, it's only got like a gig, I think, but it runs XP, and it would edit and save and hard limit all the stuff we do to make the show sound decent. It would make that go by so much quicker, and so that's the next thing that we're gonna buy. And then after that, we're gonna get Braden the mic like I have, and the swivel arm and all that shit. So
that's pretty much all the
need. And then that's about it. Maybe one more camera, but I can't really think of anything else we really need, you know. Just, and then there's obviously the reoccurring expenses for the server, hosting, the domain name, the fucking Skype account, but that shit's all paid for a year. So, and we just got that stuff, you know, the past few months. So that shit's all pretty well taken care of. We want to get more stickers, obviously. We still have shirts, but they're starting to go, you know. Granted,
It's nice to see them leave finally.
I know, it's nice, and not just that, it's nice to know that wherever they go, someone's gonna wear them and more people will see it, strike up a conversation, what's the jam hole, this and that, and boom, we have more listeners. So, but I definitely want to get some more stickers for you guys, because I feel like I should be putting something else in the envelope besides my penis and the shirt. You know, it just feels like there should be something else in
there. The envelope's bigger than that.
Yeah,
you know?
So I don't know. It's cool. You guys should be getting those in a few days. And like I said, Chickadee Years will go out tomorrow morning. So you got anything else before we get into some confessions?
Do it.
Oh, goodness. The lifeblood of everything that I love. My GPA isn't high enough to get into a single graduate program I need to go to. I feel like an utter failure for wasting the last 4 years. Looks like somebody's parents maybe put them through school and they've kind of been fucking off for 4 years, and now they're like, Oh,
I just realized how I've wasted all that now.
I actually have to have a certain GPA to get my fucking program diploma or whatever. Your parents are gonna be pissed.
Oh god.
You know what's awesome? All the people that are jobless now and all that shit, they went to school, some of them.
Yeah.
But all school taught them how to do was get into a routine of an 8-to-5 job. We were manufacturing factory workers, it seemed like, up until maybe the mid-80s, early 90s. Like, all that shit was just conditioning these people for these jobs. And now, these jobs don't exist. So we have all these people looking for jobs that are qualified to do absolutely nothing.
Right, because they're programmed to do a job that they can't get.
Which in turn is just destroying our economy quicker than it would have if people would have learned important things, like how to think for themselves, maybe.
And then when you get a job, you can just learn what you need to do when you get that job. You can learn whatever you need to do.
26 says, Matt needs Venezuela. Duh. And MDS says, Argentina, you mean. And yes, it is actually Argentina. And I've actually, I talk to her, believe it or not, like almost every fucking day still. And she still seems madly in love with me, as I am her.
After all this time, after in that one or
we
two
saw,
days,
we
you
were
had,
with each other for 2 days.
And she's still madly in love with
and
you?
And after all, I know, I figured once I got back here, it would go away for well, me.
It's
as
been
well
months.
For her. But dude, I still, even though I was trying to date Nicole and this and that, like, it's still in my mind, like.
How long ago was she, that?
It was whenever the Keith and the Girl cruise was. It was the last day we were in Florida before we came home. Because, see, me and Odie went down there a day early and left after the cruise 2 days later. So we chilled in Florida. And that's when I met her, was when we got back to Miami. So, yeah, like I said, I figured that would just gradually decrease to where I wasn't even thinking about it anymore. But
you
I
wouldn't
still,
even talk or anything.
Yeah, and maybe that's it too, because we're not together every day, so we're not getting sick of each other. We still have that want to just be together and shit.
Right. So we haven't gotten sick of each other. Just wait until you actually get to be with her and you guys start to hate each other.
Is that you think? I don't know, man.
I don't know. It seems like that's what happens in every relationship.
For me? Or just everyone in
for
general?
For lots of people. I don't know about everyone, but it seems... seems like all my friends these days are with someone that they hate.
Burger 77 says 5 months to the day, almost half a year, and we're still just like, ah, oh, I want to see you so bad. I still like think about it, and it makes me sad, and I almost start crying. I'm like, be a man,
be a man.
Be a man. You were with her one night and one day. Just be a fucking man. So I was talking to her, and I said before, this job I get paid vacation with, which I've never had before, any job I've ever had. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten a paid vacation, let alone any kind of vacation, except for me going, I need next week off or whatever the fuck. So the plan is next vacation I get this summer, it'll probably be in June, because that's when Jesse, he's been on the show I think once or twice a long time ago, he helps me out on my routes. He's the kid that covered for me while I was in the cruise and in Florida and shit. So he's going off to the Army, like I was mentioning how I don't agree with that, but
yeah,
whatever. I told him, just be careful, the fucking... what are they called? The recruiters.
Right.
They will lie to you. Like,
well, yeah, they just want you to get it. Because
right.
Once you sign up, you're, you know.
They have a quota to fill just like everybody else. So you're just another number. Be careful. Don't do it because they said something that really caught your attention. Do it because you want to do it. Because if you go in there because you want something they said, and chances are that's never going
to
happen.
They'll just tell you what you want to hear.
Exactly.
To get you to join.
They're the kind of people, I had a couple friends like this, so I'm not friends with them anymore, but they were the kind of people that tell people what they want to hear for the time being, and then when that goes bad, they'll deal with the situation then and tell you what you want to hear for that time. And it snowballs pretty much, like semen in her mouth, you know,
with
just
a recruiter,
snowball
though,
effect.
All he's got to do is just get him to lie to him long enough and convince him to sign that paper.
Signature here.
It's like, all right, just so you know, everything I said was a lie, but we own you now, so it doesn't
right.
matter.
Right, and granted, it is a good thing for some kids. A lot of kids that are stuck in a shitty place, they're getting into trouble because they're bored, their life is basically going nowhere, then yeah, go join the Army and see as much of the world as they will allow you to do. I have a really hard time, I have a real problem with really smart kids doing that, because it just seems like such a waste.
Right, you could go do something so much better.
Right, it's just a waste of a good mind. It's like you could be doing so much more to better not only yourself, but the society that you live in, but now you're going to go throw it all away to be a pawn in some rich fat cat's fucking chess game. Like, that just seems really ridiculous.
Let all the retards fight.
It makes me really angry because these kids don't have someone there because their families are like, they see dollar signs. It's like, yeah, go to the military because when you get killed, we get money. And like, it's a shitty thing to say, I know, but that's a lot of it how it happens. So he's going to do that, but he said June is going to be probably his last month. So if I do this, I have to do it around June. So the plan is to take my week paid vacation, take an extra week off, fly down to Argentina and spend 2 weeks with her, and then come home brokenhearted again.
Right.
Or, check this out.
Or just don't come back.
Or that, or try and get her to come back with me.
But yeah, right.
It sounds like she's we're friends on Facebook and shit. If you guys want to see her, name's Mercedes or something. She's
excuse me, what's her name?
Mercedes May. I like to call her. That's not a stripper name.
No, it sounded like you were unsure of what her name was.
No, that is her name. I was just the pronunciation. Like, I just call her May. So, but yeah, you can see pictures of her and shit. And like, I'm looking at all these pictures of her and her friends, and they are all the most beautiful people I've ever fucking seen. The guys are gorgeous, all just cut and buff, and just like, if I was gay, you would be my fucking toy box. And the girls are just slim and tan and just fine as fuck. And I'm like, why do you like me? You live in a place full of beautiful people, yet you're stuck on me, some kid.
Maybe you got lucky and saw the good ones.
Is that it? Yeah, yeah. Right.
There's, not everyone there looks that good.
They're all actually dogs, not right. All. And there's like just a few hot ones. That could be.
It's where all the crab people live.
Yeah.
Crab people.
Yeah, so that's the plan. I'm going to try and go down there in June and spend a couple weeks with her. I doubt we'll be doing shows then. I could maybe Skype in and do them. But we'll probably do what we did last year and just take a week off when I went on the cruise and shit. And when I come back, you guys can hear all about it. So I hate to say donate to thejamhole.com to help my trip, because that wouldn't actually be spending that money on the show.
They'd actually be giving you money to take a break from the show.
Yeah, I know. So that's a shitty thing to say. But
you're going to say it anyway.
No, I'm going to put it this way.
Oh, okay.
If you guys want to throw money in my fund for going to see the love of my life that I will probably never be able to have, in your donation, just make a note that says, hey, don't blow this money on shit for the show. Actually save this for your trip to Argentina. And then I will do that. So if you guys want to see me fucking happy one more time, which I know you probably don't, because that makes for boring shows, thejamhole.com/donate. It's not a very good way to get money for my trip, is it?
Well, maybe if you go to Argentina, you'll be able to go get your heart broken again. And so when you come back, they can hear about
that. If you guys want me to go have just beautiful, amazing time, hold on, and then just have it ripped away from me, then thejamhole.com.
And suicidal.
Thejamhole.com/donate. If you want to see me slice wrists.
If you want to see Matt at his highest and then him at his lowest.
And just knock the fuck down, donate some fucking cash money.
That'll get him.
And yes, Chickadee says, you know how fucking far that is from the top of the U.S. to somewhere in South America.
That's pretty far.
Yes, I do know how far it is. That's why I'm not driving there. That and the fact that it's in another continent. So that's the plan. I don't know. I'm saving up money for it. Obviously, I have my change jar down here. I haven't taken any money out of and whatever money from my job that doesn't go into getting more shit for the show will be going towards that. So hopefully I can be happy for a couple weeks and then come back to misery, or get her to come back with me.
Or just not come back.
Yeah, so that's that. I'm so lonely right now. Holla if you hear me. 406-204-GOT-P. I've only had one girlfriend in my life, and she blanked on me.
Cheated
on me. Only after we were dating for 3 months. That will happen. You may think this woman is perfect. She treats me like a king.
Mm-hmm.
Nay.
Hey, honey, I just cheated on you.
Oh, you what? What? You did what? And it was your sister. There, I said it. I know she had a lot of issues, but hey, that's why I was attracted to her.
Right.
But I still dated
her. Problems.
She fucking tore up her arms every night because of an abusive family.
Wow.
So I didn't want to stray from that. So, every night before bed, I knocked her in the back of the head and said, hey, don't forget.
Don't forget.
You got to make women feel comfortable. You got to make them feel like they're at home.
Right.
So if they're home was filled with an alcoholic abusive bullshit, then you have to smack her around and tell her.
Because they're used to that.
Yeah. Hey, bitch, bring me a beer. Fucking smack, smack, smack. I love you. Smack, smack, smack. Fucking a little anal sex. Smack, smack, smack. Bring me another beer. You know, you gotta make him.
Guy, you know what's sad? If we actually would do that, like, if I could actually do that, I'd probably have a girlfriend.
I know. If I was a stalking, abusive piece of shit, I would have I would have more than one girlfriend, probably.
Seriously, I'd have tons of them.
Because, granted, I'd be cheating on the one another one.
Right.
That's all part of being a stalking, abusive
piece
of shit.
That comes along with the whole thing.
Right. I'd bring the one girl with me while I'm stalking the other girl. She's like, where are we going? I'm like, shut up, smack, smack, smack.
That's awful. Mm. You'd have to make up some elaborate excuse on why you're spying on this girl. Like,
because
not because you're cheating.
It's actually it's how we role play. See, I'm the stalker, and she's the girl that dumped me 3 months ago, mm-hmm. but I'm still the stalker.
And now I'm stalking her. I'm gonna break into her house and rape her.
Right, because that's
it. We're just role playing, though, I swear.
That's what stalkers do.
I swear it's just role playing.
Oh, yeah,
she totally knows this is happening right now.
Right, she actually called me.
Right,
and
she told me to come stalk her and everything.
Right.
So, but
I mean, I would just stalk.
No, I mean, when I go in there, it'll seem like I'm actually raping her because she's role playing, but I'm really not. So
right,
don't
this
worry.
Is actual RRPG.
Right. So when you hear her call for the cops saying I'm serious, I'm not role playing, don't listen. She's lying.
Right. And you gotta have my back. Right. Have my six. Her family has now worked out all of their own issues, and she has a new boyfriend. I see the two of them every day, and it makes me feel pretty sick. I still like her. I had never been in a relationship before her, and ... Well,
ellipsis.
I had to switch it up a little bit. And, well, it was pretty nice. After that relationship, I gained about 50 pounds.
Jesus.
And I'm not talking about British pounds. I'm talking about big old fat flabby pounds.
Usually people don't do that until they get married to a girl.
I know, right? This isn't comfort weight I'm putting on, actually.
I'm not sad, I swear.
No. I was underweight at the time, so it wasn't a terrible amount of weight, but I was still fat. Is that, do you say that to make yourself feel better? It's like, man, I just gained 100 pounds. But I was underweight before.
Right, so now I'm where I should be.
This is my target weight, man.
Right.
I'm feeling fit,
I was about 100 pounds underweight.
Feeling a little hungry, but yeah. All emaciated, looking like a fucking Holocaust victim, just like, God, I need food.
No wonder your girlfriend cheated on you.
I know, right? She fucked you and your bones were breaking and shit.
Yeah, it's like, God, could you get your fucking bones out of my
this
side?
This feels like fucking a piece of plywood.
Yeah.
Come on.
Are you a stick? Am I having sex with a stick?
No, I've been working out every day for the last 3 months to lose it, and I'm progressing pretty well. Hey, dude, Wii Fit isn't a real workout. Just want to throw that out there for anyone who may or may not know about that. I've heard of people actually doing that and thinking that it's real. It's like, when you go Wii bowling, that's not like real bowling. Like, it looks like it, kind of.
It's kind of cartoony.
But, yeah, that, like, if you go, if you can ace 300 perfect score, Spartans, you know what I mean, on Wii bowling, I guarantee that if you go real bowling, you will not get any, you won't even break 100.
Unless you're like a professional bowler or something.
Well, then you're not Wii bowling, are you?
Bowling. They're at home just chilling. I kind of want to bowl. I don't want to drive to the bowling alley. I'll just, you know.
Okay. I
play some Wii sports.
Okay. I can see that.
Maybe play some tennis.
Thank you, Brayden. That doesn't change the fact that I feel so horribly and desperately lonely. Hey, join the club. My parents don't even talk to me. They just watch television all night. I'm 18, by the way. So sad for someone so young. But that goes back to the whole TV thing that I was talking about, how it's in their brains.
Right, they're just
zombies. You get home, autopilot. You're not even thinking about it. I guarantee if you guys have a TV, if you were raised in that whole, from maybe the early 80s to mid 90s, from then on, if that's when you were born, your families generally, if you had a normal upbringing, the first thing they do, either your TV's on just all day because, you know, mom's home cleaning, cooking, whatever. She always has the TV on. When dad gets home, it goes to whatever dad wants to watch. Like, that gets in your brain.
They're programmed after a while, and they just do that all the time.
That's the whole thing here. Like, I go to sleep at night listening to fucking TVs and shit from the neighbors. And it's like, I said this before, real early episode, if you took a cross section of this fourplex, you would see my place, and then you would see TV, TV, TV. And I'm the only person that actually sits here and writes and reads and does not creative things, but
stuff in the,
I'm not sitting,
you know, quiet,
here mindlessly zombified by this fucking idiot box. And that's so sad because there's so many people that just, they can't even help it. They don't even know that what they're doing is bad for them. They just do it out of just habit.
This is default.
And it's so awful because everything that's getting shown to you is just, you may not know it at the time, but it has a bearing on the choices that you make in your day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. Why do you reach for that brand of toothpaste instead of that one? Because somewhere along the line, that got hit in your brain and it flipped a fucking synapse and it made the connection, and now that's what you buy every time. You don't know why, because you don't read and learn, and you have no idea why your brain does what it does when it does it. You don't fucking know. You know why? Because you don't care. Because you're happy being stupid and having all this
shit. Well,
it's
just because you don't think about it.
Right.
You're not thinking about it. You're too in. You're lost in your days of distraction.
Because you don't care. Or you don't want to know. You're happy being a retard and just doing what you're told to do. And that's that. Spending the money, working, getting the money, finding a wife, marrying kids, all that from start to finish.
Yeah, I guess for some reason you find that enjoyable.
I guess. I don't know. I've never, I mean, granted, when I grew up, I used to fucking sit at home and watch TV all the fucking time. And maybe that's why now I don't, and I'm really.
Yeah, I used to watch it all the time too, but now I never do.
I remember just mindlessly fucking getting up in the morning when I was a real little kid. Like, I have little bits and pieces of memories of when I was growing up and shit. And I remember just vividly, like, I'd get up in the morning, I'd grab some fucking cereal, and I would sit in front of the TV all fucking day. And I'm glad I don't do that anymore. Like, I look at these people, and when I go to Nicole's house when I was hanging out with her, like, they're... Everything is centered around the television.
Yeah.
And it's like
it's built around the television.
It's so sad that your family is just drawn into this fucking thing. And it's like, people, we would be so much further down the line of progression of future and in our lives if people would think and
not if you do something other than just watch TV.
Like, granted, I love getting fucking baked out of my mind and just kicking back and watching TV shows on my computer and movies from ilovetorrents.com or myspleen.net or whatever the fuck. But I'm not sitting there doing it every fucking day as soon as I get home, falling asleep with it, and this and that. And I'm not having ads fucking bombard my sensory perception, you know? All that shit is commercial-free, which is a big thing for me. It's fucking crazy. And it's really sad that that's where we're at. I really love blank. I'm sorry, that was bad. I really love Jesus and want to be a good Christian.
Huh. But
yeah, buddy. But, will you start that, please? But I want to have blank with this kid so badly.
Sex?
Yes! You are on, pound that shit. You are on a fucking virtual fire, my friend. You are on virtual
fire. I do that sometimes.
Fire. It's amazing. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
No.
It makes you a normal person.
It makes you a fucking hypocrite like all the other fucking Christians. Whatever. Par for the course. Yesterday, I missed her so much. Ask me how much I missed
her. How much do you miss her?
I missed her so much, I took the wrong pills on purpose.
What?
Yeah.
What pills?
The wrong pills.
What were the right pills?
Not the ones I took. See, I was supposed to take the blue pill. I actually took the red pill.
Ooh.
On purpose. I told them it was an accident when I passed out at school. Comma. I love her, comma, but she's with him, comma. I can't stand it. I can't stand that I care for her so much, comma. I mean, comma. How did it happen, question mark? It happened so fast, and I can't get out of it. So fast, Brayden. One day I was with her, and she said she liked me, and I wasted my free dinner at Anna's New York Italian Grill.
Wow, someone is using our feedback to fuel their argument in the chat that we have nothing to do with.
Who is it?
I don't know. They're
What's his name?
Well, Chickadee and I think 26 are fighting about if We Fit is a real workout or not. Because 26 says it isn't a real workout. So
it's
Chickadee
not...
sends in something to like, so I'll say it.
Okay,
and fight back.
It's more of a real workout than doing nothing
right.
at all. But in terms of working out...
If you compare it to actually working out...
Now, granted, if you have, let's say, 50-pound lead things on your Wii controllers...
Right.
Then okay, that's a workout. But I guess it depends what you consider a real workout. Some people consider walking around the mall four times a workout. In which case, if you consider just walking around and shit, then yeah, that would be a real workout. But granted... You're not going to lose an amazing amount of weight doing that.
No.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know. Whatever.
And
I really
guess it depends on the person and how much weight you need to lose and all that stuff.
Well, and
it'll work for some people,
like,
not others.
I love the Wii, but it's not my workout regimen.
Yeah,
you know?
It's for video games.
I work out 5 days a week at work, you know, carrying fucking water all day. So I don't need to do that. But maybe for some people, if they have a desk job and they come home and they do that, you know, for an hour every day, then I could see it maybe working. It depends what you're trying to do, I guess. But who really gives a shit? Like, is this something
yeah.
that we need to be arguing about,
guys?
Know. Come on.
I thought it was funny that she was trying to pull us into it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Don't use the feedback to pull me into it.
Don't pull us into that shit. I'm sorry. Like, I love you guys, but I'm not taking sides in this shit. You know where I stand. I mean... How did it happen? It happened so fast, and I can't get out of it. It's not that I can't hold her or kiss her. I can, because she's tied up right there. Oh, I can. It's just I hate being the person on the side. Like, I'll have the main course and then a side order of that kid.
Yeah.
Like, no, I want to be the main course. You be the side order. You be the fries. What's the key doing?
Playing with stuff on the counter she shouldn't
what?
Be.
Oh, yeah. Get it!
She's gone.
Okay, that's fine. Like, I'll be the cheeseburger ketchup only, you be the fries.
Right.
Okay.
I got
I'll you. Be the steak, you be the A1.
Yeah.
Or, I'll uh-huh. be the steak, you be the vampire. Ooh. Huh? Huh? True Blood? Huh? Have you watched that yet at all?
I've watched the first episode.
What do you think so far? Oh, you've just the first
just
episode?
Just the first one.
Oh.
And
what
so
do you think?
Far, I think it's probably not going to be very good.
I watched all of them, season finale included. It started, if you guys, well, I'm not going to really ruin anything, but I was cool with it up until the dude, Sam, is a shapeshifter. Like, okay, vampires, I can understand.
Vampires, that's fine.
That's a legitimate thing.
Vampires are real. Shapeshifters, okay, whoa, dude.
Yeah,
slow down.
Whoa, dude.
Slow
like,
down.
What else don't...
That's
yeah.
a little far-fetched.
Once you hit that point, it's like, okay, this is just silly now. But it killed time. It was whatever.
If it was just about vampires...
I probably wouldn't have watched it as much if I didn't need something. Like, I started watching that when I was hanging out with Nicole. So there was quite a few nights where I'm waiting for her. And obviously, I'm thinking of it. Like, why isn't she calling? What's she doing? This and that. Just 100 miles an hour over and over in my head. Worst case scenarios. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You guys, I'm sure if you've ever been with a girl that blew you off all the fucking time, you would know what I'm talking about. So... That was just something that I could watch. It wasn't like a full-length movie, but it was longer than, you know, a 20-minute show without yeah. commercials, half-hour show with. So it was a good in-between to help take my mind off of what's she doing, why isn't she calling me, she said she wanted to hang out with me, this and that, you know. So that's the main reason why I started watching it. And I heard Keith from Keith and the Girl talk about it, and
So you got to get all up in that.
Well, yeah, I wanted to know what it was about. You know, I like vampires and shit like that. But
yeah, just not a shapeshifter.
I can see why he bailed out about halfway through, which probably was about the time the dude started turning into a dog and it got a little ridiculous. But I don't know. I hate dogs. It's all right.
Yeah,
so.
Turn into something and change into an animal I like.
Yeah, like a kitty cat.
Yeah,
or
you change
into
a kitty.
A cheetah,
right.
So I can fuck it.
If you can catch it.
I can. I just hate being the person on the side. She tells me she loves me more than anything.
Wow.
She tells me that.
Than anything.
She actually tells me I love you more than anything.
You really
like,
honestly
hey,
think
pick
that this...
any, just pick anything. Right now. Just,
ice cream.
I love you more than ice cream. I love you more than kisses. I love you more than dildos.
More than giant
dildos. I love
dildos.
That shit. But I can't help feeling it's a lie. You know why? Because she's lying. Guarantee.
You seriously think a girl loves you more than anything?
Not more
like,
than anything.
Like, I don't
anything.
Care who you are. There's no girl that's going to love you more than anything. There's no way that that girl loves you more than her own cell phone.
That's true.
Seriously.
She found my notes on my phone. She deleted them.
What?
What? The only thing I can do to get away from it. Ellipsis. Blank. Ellipsis.
Suicide.
Pills.
Pills.
Which, in turn, will lead to suicide.
Right. He's taking the pills for the suicide, basically.
Right. Because as we all learned from our good buddy Max Payne... Mm-hmm. The pills ease the pain.
Pills.
The pills certainly ease the pain, my friend.
That's why they make them.
Exactly. That's why they're called pain killers.
Whoa.
They actually kill
it
the pain.
It all comes around.
Now, this may not have to be physical pain.
Right, it could be emotional.
Right, but painkillers will kill
you know,
that pain.
And
just yourself if
it just kind of kills everything.
Right.
Just kind of kills everything.
Your soul, yeah. Your body.
Your heart, your brain, yeah. Your feelings, your life, your you name it, it kills
paychecks, yes. Gone. If I were prettier, comma, it wouldn't have mattered that my ex-best friend told you lies about me. Just because I'm ugly... You know, if I were prettier...
Shouldn't be a fat bitch.
Hey, if I were prettier, it wouldn't have mattered that my best friend, my BFF, now my ex-BFF, told you lies about me. You would have wanted to be with me anyway because I was pretty and you're a narcissistic bitch. But it doesn't matter. And even though that makes you shallow, comma... I still very much wish I had a spot inside of you, heart.
A spot inside of you, heart?
You, heart.
Your heart?
Possibly. I don't know. I'm a little frazzled right now because my ex-best friend told you lies about me.
That would frazzle me also.
I know! Why, just be nice! Why, did he tell you lies to get with you? Like, hey, you don't want to be with that kid. He's got herpes.
Yeah.
He's got the helpies.
The helpies.
You don't want... Hey, you want to have sex with someone that doesn't have herpes? This guy right
this
here.
This guy doesn't, guaranteed.
This guy, hey, guess who doesn't have STDs? Oh, this guy right here. Guess who does? Your boyfriend.
That's a good way to get a girl.
That's a low blow. We had sex! In parentheses, I'm on the pill. We always use condoms. He is 18. I am 17 and a half today. Parentheses.
Jesus.
About 6 times now, comma, actually, comma, not counting oral sex and other fooling around. 6 times.
Wow, it's funny that they...
Not
it
counting
must be,
oral sex.
Sex must be new to them if they're still keeping track.
27. Oh, I know, right?
Seriously, like I could keep track anymore.
Well, yeah.
Seriously.
The first time wasn't actually all that awkward. You may think, hey, how was the first time? A little awkward?
Ooh,
nay, it actually wasn't all that awkward, even though he couldn't get it in all the way. parenthesis, that was a laugh. Thank goodness for a sense of humor, parenthesis. This woman's a bitch.
Seriously.
You're a 17-year-old little bitch. I can tell just by that.
You don't have a penis. You don't know what it's like.
You can't get it in all the way because it's so tight. Ha ha ha. And every time you try, I start crying. Ha 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 ha. And now I got ble- oh.
Yeah, let's see you try and deal with that. What are you looking at?
Blood.
Oh. Did someone just pop your cherry?
Yes. But I can totally see her. Like, he was all trying to be nice. It's her first time, his first time. Every time he puts it in a little, she starts crying. And now, oh, we're making jokes now. I got jokes, son. That was a laugh. You couldn't even get it in all the way. I didn't put it in all the way because you were crying like a little bitch. Fuck. You know?
I know.
Women.
Seriously.
Fuck me.
It's the last time I fuck a 17-year-old virgin.
I know, right? I'm not looking forward to that anytime soon. So, I bought some Astroglide, which fixed that problem. Yeah. Afterwards, it's been pretty fucking fantastic. I wish I could tell someone about it. I'm pretty sure my parents know, comma, or at least think they know. Because, you know, we were in my room, which is right next to theirs, and I did cry an awful lot. Ha 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 ha.
Nah. It's funny now.
The truth is, I don't, and whenever a woman says, the truth is, I just automatically assume that it's actually the truth is not.
Right.
And just go ahead and throw a not at the end of that. And that'll
at the end of everything
then
you say.
That'll be truth. Right. Yeah. Right. For the most part. Not saying all women are liars. Just saying anything
just
that
saying
has.
Saying the ones that do lie,
well,
lie
no.
all the time.
Well, that, yes. But I'm just saying anything that has a vagina is going to be more prone
right.
to lie
right.
than to tell the truth.
It's kind of a side
Granted,
effect.
Granted, guys do it too. But hey, we lie to keep you happy.
Right? Or to have sex with you.
Or that.
But we don't lie to fucking ruin your lives or fuck with your head and destroy you.
Not right. Or because we're afraid that when we tell you the truth, you're going to beat the shit out of us.
Right.
Because, I mean, let's face it. If anyone's getting the shit beat out of them, it's going to be the woman.
Right. Unless because you're probably lying to us and, you know, the truth is not going
right.
to be good.
Shazam says, fuck you, Matt. Hey, it's not your guys' fault. I'm just saying, okay, I'm an asshole. I apologize for that. Women that I have dated have all been fucking liars, except for a couple. Is that better? Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, where are we here? I love him. He's the sweetest and most considerate boy I've ever met. Not to mention damn good looking and stunningly brilliant.
Brilliant.
What do you think the problem is going to be here?
He's going to cheat on her.
He is?
Because
he's
is.
So.
He is.
Because she made fun of his penis not being able to go in all the way, huh? That
well,
might.
She just said how amazing he is, and he's going to realize that and be like, wow, I can get a lot better than this chick.
Like, hey, I could get it all the way in on your sister. Oh, come on.
It's like, why? Or he'll be like, why would I just be with you when I could, like, be with 10 girls at once?
Because actually, according to you, I'm damn good looking
yeah.
and stunningly brilliant.
I can get anyone I want.
Not to mention the sweetest and most considerate boy
Serious.
Ever. So, later, bitch.
Don't let him know that you feel that way. Good thing she's confessing anonymously.
Good thing it's anonymous, right? Yeah. We've been dating for a year next week. Sex has been sweet and adoring. That'll change. He always reciprocates whatever I do. Parenthesis. I guess I can thank his feminist mother and liberal upbringing for that.
I guess.
He just sounds like a cunt. You know, just
he's gonna be. I give him 3 months.
It's all text, granted, but it just she just this text
right.
sounds very cunty.
Seriously.
But oh, here's the but. Okay, Ray. But sometimes my Puritan ancestry comes flooding in through and makes me feel like a slut for giving myself to him so quickly. He first touched my breasts about 3 weeks after our first date. the first boy to do so. Hmm. You fucking slut. We got naked together 6 months later. Holy shit.
6 months?
Okay,
so you are not a slut.
You're dating a chick, right?
Right.
3 weeks later, finally groped the tit.
Got a tit.
6 months after
and
that?
And you built up to full sex?
Fuck.
Jeez, like, if I don't get sex, like, an hour after groping that tit for the first time,
so 6 months later, I gave him a hand job for the first time the same day we got naked together. Mm-hmm. We didn't do anything.
Whoa.
Almost just killed
projectiles.
Just watch out, man.
I will.
So, yeah, hand job, and we got naked together 6 months later after he first touched my breast 3 weeks after we first dated. I gave him a blowjob at around 8 months, and we lost our collective virginities at around 10 months. I don't really regret it in my heart of hearts, but sometimes my atheist self is overwhelmed with sin and hellfire. Now,
what?
If you're an atheist,
you should not care.
You should not be concerning yourself with fictional things such as sin and hellfire.
Right. Maybe she got a little bit programmed and it's hard to get it completely
right.
out once
yeah,
it's in there.
I can see that. This is silly, obviously, but knowing that doesn't stop me from thinking myself a whore. That's sad. That's one thing I really disagree with, that, like, in this society, guys go around and they fuck all the chicks they want.
Right, and they're a stud.
They're cool. Like,
they're
yeah,
stud.
Bro,
yeah.
Oh, I was broing down this guy, fucked her, and I was like, yeah, and then the next night I fucked her sister, like, yeah, yeah. But chicks, like, in their little circles, that's okay and acceptable.
But guys
but
are like,
once,
that's
yeah,
slut.
Yeah, like, oh, you're a loosey caboosey slut, and it's like, dude, I have a hard time with that. That you guys can do it. Like, I'm all about, you know, equality and all that shit. If I can carry the jugs without handles, so can you. And if you're too old to do it, then drink out of the fucking faucet. I don't give a fuck. Guys can go around and fuck all these shit. I almost said sheep. All this sheep. And girls do it, but they're, like, called sluts and whores and
yeah.
shit. Like, that's fucked up. If you're
we
gonna,
both like to have sex.
Exactly. And you gotta keep the same standards for both sides. You can't be like, well, just because we were voting and we founded this fucking place because we're men, we can actually fuck whatever we want. But because you're the women, if you do, not saying you can't, but just know that if you do, we're going to ridicule the holy shit out of you, mm-hmm. and no one else will ever want to touch you, except for the really desperate guys.
Okay,
like,
so
hey, I'll take a slut.
So this girl she lost her virginity then?
Right.
For the first time?
With him, first time also.
And she feels like a slut.
Right.
After 10 months.
Because of society. I
right.
guarantee it.
This is like the least slutty girl I've ever met. Like, the longest I've waited to have sex with any girl I've been with. It's probably like 3 weeks tops.
Yeah, well, and see, granted, I've had that happen before where when I was younger, the girls that wanted to fuck like right away, like that was fine, but I got less attracted to them.
Yeah.
And then the girls that I was really, really like, oh my God, you're amazing and shit, I would make them wait. If they wanted to the very first night that we started hanging out, I would, you know, do whatever, but I wouldn't fuck them. I would be like, you know, I actually really like you. This might sound gay, but I don't want to fuck you right now because I like you. And if I fuck you right now, I'll probably never see you again. Not because I suck at fucking, but because that's generally how that kind of shit goes.
Yeah. For me, it just seems to just always
and
end
I
up
got,
happening.
Well, yeah, and you have to be the man that is like, okay, I'm not going to fuck you tonight because I do like you. And I got a lot of shit for that, but then I also got a lot of props for that. Like, that girls are like, wow, I thought you were just going to fuck me and excuse my face, and that was the end of it. And it's like, well, I'm not really like that. I actually kind of like you. And that's what sucks when girls nowadays, they're just like, oh, all guys want is sex and this and that. It's like, well, a lot of them do, granted, but there is quite a few that don't and that want to get to know you and like you and shit like that. But like I said, mostly guys are friends with girls to fuck them, and then that's it. But it's like nowadays with the internet and all these amazing sex toys, like, what's the point?
Hey, the real thing's still better.
Well, yeah, but you gotta find a girl that you can share something special
with. Well,
yeah,
you're not just going for a girl just so you can have sex. I mean, someone you want to be with.
Yeah, exactly. And that just sucks. It seems like it ruined a lot of stuff for people, having it like that, you know? Oh, a few more here. I'm not sure I like my friends anymore. Friends in quotations. I'm not sure. Like, I kind of... But I'm not sure. I don't know if I've changed, or if they have, or both. But it's just not the same anymore. Do you have any friends like that? Like,
yeah.
You start out like, oh man, we are bros.
Bros for life.
Bros for life. BFF, son. Or BFL. Yeah.
Bros for, yeah.
And then something happens and you're just like totally not bros anymore.
Or they just drop off the face of the earth.
That. Can you not
do
that?
Yes, I'm done. I will. You probably won't even pick up.
What is the main cause for that, you think?
Just people changing. I don't know.
Well,
people
change. What changes, though? Personalities, you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, just something clicks in their mind and they just make that change for whatever reason they feel they need to.
But would you then, because of the friendship that developed prior to that change, wouldn't the relationship evolve with the change? Or do
I know,
you just
I mean,
put
I've
an
had,
end to it?
I've had really good friends, like bros for life, that like just disappear pretty much. They just like become a recluse and you can't get a hold of them and they don't want to hang out or
it's
whatever.
It's because they got married and then they
had
right.
kids. Yeah, kids are too busy or something like that.
Yep. That will happen. I wasn't on vacation in Europe. I just wanted you to think I was interesting and adventurous.
Wow. That's a big lie.
I was actually
in my mom's basement playing World of Warcraft.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
I was actually on the couch watching Malcolm in the Middle and eating snack packs the entire time.
Wow.
So I'm going to Europe next week. I hope I can see you when I get back. Fucking Malcolm in the Middle. Snack packs for the next week. Calls her up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just got back.
Yeah, Paris is great. I'll be coming back tomorrow. Comes onto this site. I wasn't on vacation in Europe. I was at home.
Watching Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, man.
That's how cool I am.
Oh, and the last one to finish it up tonight with a bang as usual. I farted and it smells delish. Yum, 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 yum.
What a confession to end on.
Hey,
good one.
Everyone loves their own flavor, man.
I don't think so.
No?
I think everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people.
Just,
I do.
It smells like all disgusting to me.
Smells like me. Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
All right. Well, you ready to do some news? Episode 138, huh?
Let's do it.
Please call it in the air.
Heads.
It is actually Tails.
Again? That's
once
like the
again.
Fourth time in a row. Is it too...
No,
wow.
It is not. This one is called, "What Are You Doing Here?" Man asks wife at brothel.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
I'm working. What are you doing here?
Working at a brothel.
Working too?
I came to get you.
This comes out of Warsaw. A Polish man got the shock of his life when he visited a brothel and spotted his wife among the establishment's employees. Hmm. Is that just like... Could you imagine going into
Wait, honey?
like, just how awkward
he's
would
going
that...
into a brothel to get a chick, and the chick is his wife.
Do you think he saw her, like, as he walked in, or do you think he was in the room, and the chick that came in was his wife? Because I can see it being more awkward the first way, because they're in the open where everyone else is at, and everyone, it just all of a sudden gets silent, like the record scratches. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Now, that's kind of a tough call to make. Like, you're
both kind of fucking up.
Well, but she's doing it because maybe she needs some extra money. Maybe she's doing it to buy him a birthday present or something like that.
Yeah, right.
He is doing it to cheat on his wife.
And she's doing it to make extra money for having sex with men.
Hey,
like,
times are tough.
No,
I don't know if you know
that
this.
Money
hey,
on him.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we're in a recession. Uh-huh. Poland, probably even more of a recession, because Polish people, not the smartest, okay? You know, the Polak jokes? A lot of truth is said in those jokes.
True.
Right.
Yeah, what has ever come out of Poland that...
Sausage.
Yeah, Polish sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's
and...
it. That's it, though, I swear.
That's
the only thing.
Kind of a stumper there.
You got some shitty hot dog things.
Yeah, I don't even like that.
I mean, I'll eat a Polish sausage before I'll eat a hot dog.
Right. Polish tabloid Super Express said the woman had been making some extra cash money on the side while telling her husband she worked at a store in a nearby town.
Where do you work at? Oh, it's just a store
just
nearby.
Just a store next town over.
Really? A store for what? Oh, you know, just things
this
that
and
they
that.
Sell that people need.
Stuff, you know.
People.
Sex. I mean, stuff.
Things.
No big deal.
Sex toys is what I meant.
Quote, I was dumbfounded. I thought I was dreaming. And then I saw my wife and it turned into a nightmare.
And God. Then it became reality.
The couple married for 14 years are now divorcing, the paper reported. I don't know. I would almost want to salvage this. It's like, wow.
You know the next story.
No, just listen to this. You work at a whorehouse. Yeah. Do you know what kind of access that gives you? Like, you could have the most banging threesomes every night for the rest of your fucking life.
True.
Or for the rest
for
of the time.
For the price of someone fucking your wife.
Well, no. Well,
like, every night. Someone different.
But
that'd be kind of weird. I don't know if I want someone, you know, doing that.
But she's making money doing it.
But still, that's like... That's
but
some
you're
other...
there cheating on her!
Yeah.
So you can't say...
Right.
I can cheat.
That changes the situation.
Right. And if it's work, it's professional. There's no love involved.
Right.
I mean, he's going
sex.
There, obviously, because he's sick of fucking his wife. So it works out for everybody.
And
why get
she's
divorced?
She's sick of his Polish sausage.
Now, think of it this way. You get an employee discount, dude.
An employee discount.
You just blew that.
You can just fuck one of them for
you,
free, because one
and
of them's
now,
your wife.
You got divorced from her? Now you have to find a new whorehouse.
Now
and I don't know
to,
if you know this or not,
no,
but good whorehouses are hard to come by.
He's going
to
be going to that whorehouse, getting his ex-wife, because he's paying money, so she has to do it. And then they're going to get back together.
Stereo Radiation says, I'm actually going to Poland this summer. Why? Huh. Hey, give us a call, Stereo Radiation. I'd
he
like
wants
to
some
talk
of that
to
good
you.
Polish sausage.
406-204-4687. Give us a call, man. I want to talk to you. Yeah, and that is it for that story. So what do you think, though? Divorce? Hmm. Like, that seems a little rash. That seems like they wanted a divorce. And
before.
This, right. This threw it over
this
the
gave
edge.
It the,
like,
yeah,
he was looking... For a reason to divorce. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay. I'm hearing things. Never mind. Like, he was looking for a reason to divorce her, and now he has that reason. But that's, I don't know, that just sounds very hypocritical that you went there, obviously, looking to fuck. Oops, you happened to go, like, you didn't see her car parked outside?
Yeah, it's not like you knew she was there. You just wanted to fuck someone.
Right.
I didn't know it was going to be her.
That just seems very hypocritical to me that you're but, pissed at her because she's working in a whorehouse, but you went to that whorehouse looking for a whore in the first place.
Well, you sure found one
because
your wife was there.
Come on. All right. That is it for that story. So what do you got for us? Episode 138, please.
This one is called Loner Who Built Network of Tunnels Out of Rubbish in His Home Dies After Getting Lost in Labyrinth.
What? Labyrinth? Yeah. Like David Bowie, 1984, huh?
God. Yes, that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I have that movie.
Oh, hi. You're on the jam hole.
What's going on? It's Capital V, bros.
Oh, what up, Z?
How you been, man?
Nice. How's... Say that again?
You first. What's up, man?
So, what are you going to Poland for? What is in Poland besides butt ugly Polaks?
It's a Esperanto conference.
What?
It's conference?
An Esperanto conference. You know that language I speak?
Right.
People actually get together and they speak it.
No shit.
Oh, and I'm going.
Huh. Yeah. You guys just gonna chill out and eat a bunch of sausages and hang out?
And kielbasa.
Kielbasa
and guampi.
Nice. So how's the show going?
I grew up on that show.
This is actually
your show or mine?
Yours. I know how mine's going. Mine's going fucking fantastic, bro. How's yours going?
It's going pretty well too.
Good,
yeah,
good.
The hiatus in the holidays, not like you guys.
Yeah, no, we're in it for the duration, man. We're in it to win it. I don't know if you know that
for
or not.
Life.
But yeah, for life. This is the Jam Hole for life.
Pick up that podcast award next year.
I actually have the Jam Hole tattooed in old English letters on my back.
With for life right under
for
it.
For life.
The Jam Hole for
life.
Throw
that shit on cam, yo.
I'll have to do
He's
that
kind of embarrassed
time.
About it.
No, actually, I totally just made that up. But I'm right. Gonna
still,
now.
Still bleeding?
Now I'm gonna. So are you guys getting sick of doing it yet, or are you guys still into it?
You know, what surprised me most about doing that show is how into it McGee was.
Really?
Because I'm the one that got it going. And then, like, yeah, he's like, you know, he's the one bugging me. He's like, yeah, shit, let's do the show, man.
Nice. Is he wanting to do it more often, or what?
Nah, I think he'd keep doing it for 2 weeks. We got kids, yo.
Yeah, that's true, huh? You guys got, like, real lives and shit.
I know. We don't have to deal with real lives.
Fuck no.
What? Yeah, that's true. See, so it makes it hard. See, but we're still kicking it out 2 times a week, just about. But it's much shorter than your guys' show. Too,
oh, so. Of course. See, we do it 3 days a week, 2 hours. Which, if you cut that up, that's an hour show 5 days a week. That's how we look at it.
That's about it.
That's it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hell yeah! It's good to have you. It's good to have you on our side. Hey, do you have shirts yet? T-shirts?
Just the ones that I made special for me and the G.
Okay, well, make me one, and I'll trade you a Jam Hole shirt for it. I want one.
I already have a Jam Hole shirt that I bought.
Well, I know that, but I want another one, and I'll...
Well, you're going to have to buy it from him.
Oh, okay. Well, this one will be for McGee, then.
That's right. We got two guys on our show.
Nice.
And by the way, it's not too early to start thinking about this. Podcast Expo in October.
That's when my birthday is. You want to buy me a plane ticket down there for my birthday?
I'll buy you 2 tanks of gas. That'll get you there.
Shit, man. I'll just take the work truck and the gas card. That'll nice. Get me there.
That'll be free.
Are you guys going to go?
Yeah. We're gonna drive. We're going to do like a Route 66 type of thing.
Huh. So where's
That'd
it at
cool.
again?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
No shit. Wow. That would be really yeah. fun for us to all go do that.
Shit, yeah, dude. We'll do some fucking VIP. Tear that shit up.
Oh man,
you know how to do that VIP. You got to get in there, and then you buy the Grey Goose for $200 a bottle.
Well, we just roll in there, and we're with the Jam Hole shirts on. They're like, "Oh, right this way, sir."
Yeah,
they kick out fucking Don and Drew and Patrick from NLO, and they're like, "Here's your seats. Sorry about this trash that was in there." That's how we roll.
All right.
Well, yeah, that's
your lead.
That's a good idea, man. We might actually do that. I'd like
That'd
to.
That'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah, it'd be cool to get together with everybody, and that seems like a good time to do it. Plus, you know, my birthday and everything, so maybe I can get some money out of our fans to send us down there.
Yeah, so you
but
do that.
I'll buy
a couple drinks. I'll just have you sit in front of a slot machine. Say, yeah, go ahead and play, and I'll get you a free drink.
That'll work. Nice. But I'll tell you this, though, right now. The vacation time is, if it's a choice between Argentina and the podcast expo, sorry, bro.
You're going to choose the expo.
Right, what? No, we're not, actually. Well, you can. I'm not. I'm going to Argentina.
Tell me it's really going to come down to a choice between those two.
Yeah, probably, because I'll go to Argentina in June, and then, you know, I'll come back maybe.
Oh, heartbroken. You'll be like,
I know,
man,
I'll
I need
be like,
something
man,
cool to happen. Let's go to Vegas in October.
Fuck this shit. Let's go to Vegas. I need whores and blow now. I can get one of those here. I'm not going to tell you guys which, but yeah. All right, well, it was good talking to you, man. It's good to hear from you. Stay in touch, and we should definitely plan on doing something like that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll rip it up, man. Take care, bro.
All right, holla back. Capital Z, Stereo Radiation Podcast. Good stuff. Even though we're far ahead of them now.
Yeah,
but
I do dig
good.
Their show though. I listen to it a lot
them.
Lately.
I do enjoy.
I actually
them.
Keep up with it. Like before, I would like just listen to it every like third
episode
or whatever.
Just to see if they talked about us.
No, I mean I just listen to it every once in a while because I wasn't listening to a whole lot of podcasts.
26.
Now I listen to them all the time.
26 says fuck the podcast expo. And MDS says Vegas is on the way to Argentina. That is a good
it
point.
It is if you drive there.
Right. All right. Always okay. good to hear from our bros over at Stereo Radiation.
Word.
I'm such a dick. I totally forgot he bought a shirt like a long time ago.
Yeah, he bought the shirts before we got it made.
I'm such an asshole.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I already got one. Okay, anyway, this story
is
called...
So what do you got for us? So this dude built a network of tunnels
yeah.
out of trash? Like,
yeah, in his house.
I have so much trash, I have to actually tunnel a labyrinth mine shaft to
yeah.
get from one
it's
side
like,
of my house to the
like
other.
It's like Mike stuck at home, World of Warcraft is down, he's out. Drugs.
Oh, man.
What do you do? I
Kill
got all
yourself.
This garbage. I'm going to build a huge, intricate, crazy tunnel system in my house. So crazy that I'm going to get lost in it.
And die.
And die. Because I can't find my way out.
What can we use this for on our fatality list page on the jamhole.com? Fatality rates.
Garbage.
Did garbage kill more people than marijuana?
He's crazy.
Just being nuts.
Well, let me read
okay,
a little.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
An eccentric loner is believed to have died of thirst after becoming trapped in a bizarre and intricate network of tunnels built from rubbish in his home. Investigators believe the labyrinth was so complicated that Gordon Stewart, 74, may have become lost inside it.
But
it was
really?
Thought he may have died as a result of dehydration after becoming unable to find his way out of the stinking mess.
How complicated could it possibly be, though? No matter what,
it's in his
still
house.
Your house, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Maybe, I mean, I'm just not picturing how much trash, perhaps.
Yeah, the pictures don't really do justice.
Oh, wow. That's pretty fun. That's like up
barricade.
To the windows and shit. Dude.
Barricaded, son.
Holy fuck. How, what happens in your life that you just, that...
He's just a 74-year-old crazy fuck.
Oh, okay. That's understandable.
He's
then.
An
okay.
eccentric loner.
Eccentric?
That's how you describe him.
Lonely retard?
He was 74 years of age.
Oh, that's awesome.
Neighbors had become concerned that...
Hold on, real quick. If we have some haters in the fucking chat, call us up. If you have a problem, let's talk it out like men. Don't be there fucking trolling out like a little fucking baby faggot pussy bitch with no balls. I just incorporated everything all of our fans said in that one sentence.
Wow.
I know, right?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, 406-204-GOT-P. Bring it on, son. Bring it on.
It's an easy number.
Oh, it's an unknown number, of course. Oh. Hi, caller. You're on the jam hole. And... Okay, so I say, hi, caller. You're on the jam hole. And then you say what you have to say. Let's try that again. In 3, 2, 1... Hi, caller. You're on the jam hole. Okay, well... Thank you. That was fun.
That was
nice.
Great.
So, okay, I'm sorry. That's maybe my bad because I forgot to say that when you call in, after you make the call, you actually have to talk.
Can't just call.
And don't hide behind unknown numbers, you little baby faggot bitch. I'm just saying. That's such a, like, come on, dude. If you're going to call, be a man, go to your fucking boyfriend and get the balls out of his fucking asshole and put them under your dick or wherever the fuck they go and call. 406-204-GOT-P. Or you can Skype the jam hole. So please, continue. I'm sorry.
Neighbors?
I didn't mean to interrupt you for unavailable little pussy
yeah,
bitches.
Thank you.
I apologize. That's my fault.
Neighbors had become concerned that they had not seen him for several days and raised the alarm.
Mm.
According to the witnesses, the officers were faced with mounds of foul-smelling garbage, which he had used to construct tunnels around his home.
If he was a recluse, why would his neighbors, we didn't see him for 3 days.
Like, do you
ever? No shit! He's a fucking recluse!
Yeah.
You've never seen him! That's dumb. You're a dumb reporter.
Seriously. Police called in a specialist diving team last Friday afternoon because the smell from the house in Broughton, Buckinghamshire was so overpowering.
From their special junkie division, they're like, hey, we need your guys' expertise.
What's the smell? It smells...
No, we need you to actually go in there.
That too. Drink? Oh, they discovered a confusing system of tunnels networking around the interior of the building with Mr. Stewart lying dead inside. Locals say Mr. Stewart, who wore a ponytail, was often spotted riding his bike around the streets. Officers discovered him entombed in his own creation, built from discarded carrier bags, boxes, old furniture, and other assorted junk.
That's so awesome. You managed in your lifetime,
you
74
killed yourself
years,
with your own waste.
74 years of life, you've managed to collect enough bullshit that it actually killed you.
You collect so much bullshit to
you
kill yourself with.
You actually died because you had too much shit. That is brilliant. That's what killed him. That's what's going on the list. Death from having too much junk. That's so fantastic. I wish that happened more often.
Yeah, that'd be pretty impressive.
Like, that's just in. That's so
this
amazing.
This is kind of a normal
you
thing.
You paid money for this shit, and it just killed you. You actually, like, hey, if I give you $5, will you just shoot me in the fucking head? Sure.
All right.
Why not?
It's
that's
$5.
So great. That's even better than buying cigarettes, because you actually had to make tunnels to get lost in the first place. Hey, you should have made a map.
Maybe he was suicidal, and that was just, since he was so eccentric, that was the first idea that came to his head. I'll build a series of intricate tunnels in my house so I get lost and I can't get food or water and I'll just die.
I will construct a labyrinth.
Yeah.
And it will have dancing puppets all
everywhere
the walls.
And crazy old music.
Yes. And a hall of hands that just grab you and jerk you the fuck off.
Yes.
That's what my labyrinth would have in it.
Yeah, it'd be sexy. You'd have a sexy
labyrinth.
I'd have
labyrinth. A sexy labyrinth. Fuck yeah.
One neighbor who asked not to be named said he was slightly eccentric but very clever. He was just a collector. He came home with a load of cardboard boxes and lived in his own world. A second described his death as a tragedy.
Man,
he died.
We loved watching him. He was so fucking nuts.
He was such
nuts.
A good person.
I am sad that I will never get to gawk at how crazy my fucking neighbor is.
It's a tragedy he isn't a part of our society.
That is a tragedy.
It is.
Hey, you know who really loses here?
Who?
Society.
Yeah.
And that's a tragedy.
That is.
Fuck.
That's why they called his death a tragedy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that it for that story?
Just about.
Oh, please.
Neighbor said Mr. Stewart's home had been accumulating rubbish for at least 10 years. This week, plastic bags were clearly seen piled across his front window.
Clearly.
Outside, further bags, broken furniture, computer parts, and even an old TV set spilled over his front lawn.
Was this Mike's house?
A car
gate. Because that is a spot on description
of
what's inside the house.
Gets even better.
No.
A car dating back to the 1950s stands in the garage, believed to have been left untouched for years as garbage built up around it. Just like that car that sits right
in his yard
house
up on
that doesn't even work. All the tires are flat on it.
That is
it's totally the same
that is
guy.
So fucked. It's his long lost.
They had the
bro.
Exact same living trait.
Oh
like,
my god,
traits.
Dude, that is.
They live exactly the same lives. He probably just sits there and plays WoW too. You
probably.
Know? And he couldn't afford a subscription anymore because he's not working.
He's like,
obviously.
Hey, why even keep on living?
Why?
If
I'm just going to build a series of tunnels to get lost and I'm so worthless.
That's it. He was trying to live World of Warcraft. He was making a dungeon to go raid. He didn't get
he's
killed in a labyrinth of trash.
He got killed by a dragon.
Yes. A +10 enchanted magical dragon.
Right. But he went out in glory.
Ultimate you fail right there. You got killed in a labyrinth of shit reenacting real life World of Warcraft. Is that really why?
Because
that would be so
We're
going
to say it is, but that's it for that story.
That's it right there.
That's what happened.
26 says, one time this loser Jew kid got offended by a joke I heard on Distorted View. And then Chickadee says, I love Jew jokes. I think we all love Jew jokes, my mm-hmm. friend. All right. Well, this one is called Sheriff, colon, parents didn't report boy missing for a decade. Mm. Like, hey, honey, have you seen our son?
I think I saw him once, like, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Really? Your son. You actually pushed that out of your vagina and then lost it.
Where'd
like,
it go?
Oops. Oops.
You can buy leashes here's for your kids.
Here's the cat. I don't know where the kid is. I don't know. I've like, you know what else I haven't seen?
Hmm.
My other
dignity?
Sock. My dick. My dignity. I liked yours better. Authorities in Kansas are looking for a boy who disappeared about a decade ago, but was not reported missing until a few weeks ago.
Hmm.
Like, hey, honey, something seem off to you.
It's like, yeah, the dishes haven't been done in 10 years. Where's our kid?
Kevin! Belle says no.
Doesn't agree.
Quote, we don't know what happened to Adam Herman past 99.
We just realized he was gone
when
a few weeks ago.
Was last seen, the sheriff said. Is he alive? Is he dead? I don't know, because I haven't seen him in 10 years. I don't even know what the fuck he looks like.
I haven't seen him in 10 years. Guess how old he is.
He's
10.
He's married, got a wife and kid at home and shit. Like, mom, I've been living with Cindy.
Yeah.
Duh,
I moved out like 10 years ago.
I know. I moved out when you took away World of Warcraft from me. Adam was 11 or 12 when he was last seen.
Wow.
I called that shit. I fucking called that shit. He ran off, got hooked on fucking drugs, and found a hooker fucking girlfriend, and his parents haven't seen him since. They were like, they were glad, almost, to be rid of him, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't. That's sad. You had a child, and then you lost him 10 years later. For 10 years.
Well,
so he's
right.
Like 20 now. You actually, you got out of having to raise him for the 10 most difficult years of a child's life.
Yeah. How do you think he fared?
From 10 to 20, dude? Good luck.
Seriously, how do you think he fared in the world without his parents' guidance?
Probably a little better than he would have fared with his parents' guidance.
Maybe.
I'm going to say.
But where do you think he went if he wasn't at his parents' house?
Well,
on the street?
At the time, he was living in a mobile home park in Towanda. That's Alabaman for trailer park.
Mobile home?
It's a mobilization unit. He lived in Towanda, a small town in southern Kansas, with his adoptive parents, Doug and Valerie Herman. The couple did not report him missing because they kept getting checks, I bet. That's also why. They're like, we can actually still get paid and not have to spend money on him. That's like no overhead because he's gone. But they don't know that.
Right. So it's all profit.
Right. Yes.
All profit.
That's the perfect business model. Because
you get paid for having him without actually having to have him.
Yes. That's perfect. Hey, remember the other day when you were like, Matt, what does perfection look like?
That's it.
This is it. This is the face of perfection.
This 21-year-old kid?
You will all see that on thejamhole.com when the show notes are up. And I'm really, real quick, speaking of show notes, I'm really sorry about Monday's show. It was kind of late. I didn't get to bed till like 4 o'clock. And I
got it posted pretty early in the morning, though.
Yeah, I was getting like Twitter direct messages because those go to my cell phone. And I'm surprised no one called you. I gave your number out.
Oh,
last.
I bet.
Yeah.
Because you know, if you gave out my number, they'd have yours in a heartbeat.
Hey, guys, he doesn't believe me. You want to show him?
Call my phone right now. Make him believe.
Oh, that's fine. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. And also, if you did actually not still get the show, you're using the old feed.
So stop it.
Because that was it. From now on, like that last show, from then on, we're not posting.
Yeah, I kind of decided that we're not going to post on the old feed just by not thinking
by default,
to do it. Yeah, just because I didn't think about it.
Because I forgot to.
Yeah. Well, I just forgot there was an old feed.
But yeah, that's not going to be used. So if you guys aren't getting the shows, you need to look at the new feed. It's the same thing, but it's thejamhole.com instead of omgcats.com. So just change that and you'll be good to go. And that hopefully that'll be the last time the feed ever changes.
Hopefully. Ever.
Yes. Let's see. A few weeks ago, a person notified Sedgwick County Exploited and Missing Children's Unit of a concern regarding Adam. The agency did not immediately return CNN's phone call seeking information. Right. Wichita attorney Warner Eisenbeis, who is representing Adam's adoptive parents, said the couple really rue the fact that they didn't report the boy missing. They're like, so if we say we're sorry,
I forgive
then
you.
Is it okay?
I forgive you.
Because God forgives me.
Right.
I said my
Hail Mary.
I'm not going to get in trouble, right? Or have to pay any of this money back?
Yeah, God and I just called it good.
If I say I'm sorry.
I'm even.
We're even.
Right.
Even Steven,
yeah.
I like to say.
No take backs.
Right. No backsies. Crossies, no backsies. Authorities have searched the Pine Ridge Mobile Home Park where the family had lived and discovered an answer to one of their questions. We did find one of the answers we were looking for, but I am holding that one very tightly. What
we found the I found the answer.
But I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
I'm holding on to this one tightly.
Thanks. Why is this a news story then? What are you reporting to us if you can't tell us this one thing?
Some stuff happened. It was pretty bad, pretty tragic.
But we're not going to tell you what happened.
I can't tell you.
Can't tell you.
News
at
11.
Keep this one tight.
News at 11.
And that's it for that.
I know, right? Eisenbeis said authorities also busted up a search warrant on the 15th of December at their home in Derby, a town just outside of Wichita. They took the couple's computer, he said. Murphy said the couple is cooperating and had not been charged with anything, citing a relative. Then, did anything happen?
No.
The kid just left.
And then they're like, oh, he's gone 10 years later. And they're like, oh, well, he's fine. Okay.
Then,
and it's the
I'm
end.
I'm sorry for reading this to you guys. I am an idiot. His sister, Tiffany Broadfoot. She's 22. She said she last saw her brother about 14 years ago.
Wow.
At a birthday party.
Hey, bro.
Wow.
Stop.
You know,
it's
you
been
know
a
what
while.
They say? A family that eats together, sleeps together. What do they say? That's not what they say. I don't know. All right. He had the cutest little round face. Little bitty freckles. Little bitty freckles right up there on the tip of his cheek. She remembered. I'm just awestruck as how something like that could actually happen and how he could be missing as long as he's been and nobody say anything, she said. You haven't seen him either for 14 years. Don't be awestruck. You're not allowed to be awestruck. That's your brother, your real brother. He wasn't their real child. They adopted him or whatever. That's your real brother. 14 years. Is this just... Are they texting you?
No.
Okay. That would be weird.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, you really did, you asshole.
You're an asshole, and I'm leaving. All right, and yeah, that is it for that story. I'm sorry, guys. That was kind of stupid. I just saw sheriff kid missing for a decade.
That's why I always have to read just a little bit
of the
story.
Well, I try
just to make
even,
sure.
Lately, I've just not even been doing
I want to make sure it's a good one, though, because sometimes it's got a good headline, and then you're like, this says nothing.
I play the numbers. Eventually, there'll be a good one. I don't know. That is it for that story. You want to do one more, and we'll do some blotter, and we'll get the fuck out of here?
Sure.
Oh, 26 says, families that pray together stay together. What
right.
did I say?
They eat together, sleep together.
Same thing. Thank you.
Whatever.
All right, what you got for us?
Well, please. I have two different choices here.
Oh, well, let's leave it to the listeners.
So this first one is called 4-year-old shoots babysitter who stood on his foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have drugs charity boss and her two sons ran their own 24-hour cocaine delivery service.
So... the boss of a drug charity?
Right.
And her sons...
Yes.
...ran around the clock blow delivery service.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like pizza sounds... delivery service, but Coke.
You had me at Coke. No. and the other one was what? Boy gets shot in the foot?
4-year-old shoots babysitter who stood on his foot.
The kid shot the babysitter because she stood on his foot.
4-year-old, no less.
Well, I'm going to have to go with the drugs. Let's see. We have cocaine, drugs, baby, drugs, drugs. I say drugs.
Everyone
that makes
says
it drugs.
Drugs.
I don't like the drugs, but the drugs like me.
Okay, the director of a drugs charity and her two sons ran a round-the-clock service supplying cocaine to middle-class customers anywhere within the M25.
Wait. Excuse me? What kind of customers?
Middle-class customers.
Our hard-working middle-class
yes.
does cocaine?
Yes, they need it.
That's news to me, my friend.
Yeah.
Wow. That blows me away. Come on. But I deal with a lot of middle class people. Are you telling me that
cocaine's
perhaps...
a hell of a drug?
Sorry.
My nose is runny.
Yeah. I just like the way it smells. I'm sorry. But are you telling me that perhaps some people that I deliver water to are actually high on cocaine?
Yeah. You should be like, hey,
Hey. You know, we also sell that. It's in the water. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Karen Stott, whose slick operation was like a pizza delivery service, employed her children, Vittle 22 and Con 24, to take care of the business during the night.
Little
when
Con?
When she was abroad on luxury holidays.
She is abroad. Oh, the bell liked that one the best.
It did. On one occasion, the 49-year-old went into a school to educate pupils about the danger of drugs the day after she had supplied cocaine to an undercover police officer.
Oops. She's like, so this is cocaine.
That's
pass it around, put a little bit on your gums, then pass it. Don't hog it. Cynthia, I see you. Pass that cocaine. Okay.
Pass that?
She's like, so... you probably want to stay away from this for a while, but if your parents are maybe into it, have them give me a call. Maybe I know a guy. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Maybe I know.
Perhaps.
I might. Not guaranteeing anything.
Take one, pass it down. That's so great.
She enjoyed a glamorous lifestyle with the
thousands you mean...
she made from her empire driving a 30,000-pound Mercedes SLK.
Hold on. Do you mean doing drugs and selling drugs and stuff will actually allow you to live a good life?
You know why? You make bank.
Really?
You roll in the dough.
So perhaps in today's suffering economy, maybe selling drugs would be a better career choice.
You'd think selling drugs would get worse, too, with the economy, though, because the people you're selling them to are getting hurt by the economy.
Nay.
They're like,
they're
I still need my drugs, goddammit.
They're actually doing more drugs shitty the economy is.
You just gotta sell them the really, really addictive stuff. That way, no matter how bad the economy gets, they'll need to buy it.
Bitch. That's low. Oh, you son of a bitch. I totally just talked all over what you were saying. Do you like that?
No.
That's low, you son of a bitch.
You're ruining your own show.
That's low, you son of a
bitch. Go ahead and ruin your show.
That's
I don't care.
Low.
Just ruin your
show. Whose show is this?
Yours.
It is mine.
It is when you... It's your show when you're ruining
it. It's mine when I'm here. Okay. Well, that's kind of crazy. So yeah. As long as you don't sell to, like, cops or something,
right.
You're probably A-okay. Huh.
But yeah, so she enjoyed that.
Huh.
And driving her Mercedes SLK convertible and
do
buying
you think...
designer accessories, including a Louis Vuitton handbag
of
and
course.
A Gucci watch.
Okay, so check this out.
Kay.
Do you think that by using this show as a mechanism to reach out to people, we could sell drugs through the show to people that
just,
would
like,
say,
just throw it
check
out
this
there.
Out. You listen to the show while you're doing the drugs that you got from the show because it makes the show better. It's like,
that won't
no, check this
arrested.
Out, check this out. Don't it's like renting a 3D movie. It's like getting a 3D movie with 3D glasses. Like, you have to do the drugs to hear the show, because that's how it goes
in
together.
In 3D.
Right.
You want to hear the jam hole in 3D? Buy some coke from us.
From the...
Is that how we'll throw it out?
I believe so.
Coke. Well, maybe not coke. Well, I'm just saying. Just since that's what we're talking about.
But see, she's using her charity to sell drugs.
Right. It's like her
Why don't
front.
We use our podcast to sell drugs? That's a brilliant fucking
but
idea.
But we'll get arrested so quick.
Don't sell it to cops.
But
okay,
they'll
you
hear
guys
about...
got to keep this on the down.
Don't talk about it to anyone.
Talk about what? See? You heard the bell. When you hear the bell, that means a joke has
Whatever.
Been made. That means that whole yeah. thing just now, that was a joke.
It was funny.
406-204 got P if you
but
need
if really,
drugs. If
yeah.
you need drugs, seriously, call me. Call me up, nigga. I will hook you up.
Actually, I'm just kidding.
I'll hook you
but
up,
seriously.
Son. 406-204 got P.
Why are you
what
whispering?
Do you need? I'm a drug addict. I got drugs all over
that
the
got,
place.
What do you want?
I got V. You want V?
What's V?
Fucking vampire blood. Boom! Show's over, bitches.
Do you see how I did that?
Yeah. I brought it all the way back to the beginning of the show.
You did.
At the end of the show. I did that.
We still got more
why?
Show.
Because that's my show.
We still got more show, though. It's not the end yet.
That's awesome.
In August, she stayed in an exclusive hotel in Barbados for a month with her 13-year-old son, Fabio.
Remember Barbados Slim?
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, excuse me, what's your son's name?
Fabio.
Pardon?
His name's Fabio.
You named it... I thought that was something else. You named your son what?
Fabio.
Oh, really? What's that mean? It's French for douchebag.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Do you remember that? Parquet.
It's that guy, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
Fabio.
It's that same guy.
Fabio
with
sells
the hair.
Blow. Hey, if you guys want the good stuff...
Call it Fabio.
Fabio.
He's got it. A few months earlier, she went on a two-week break to Egypt.
Huh.
To chill. It's like, I don't kind of want to go to Egypt for a while. I'll just go chill there.
26 says, why does anyone have anything against pot? Probably because they have that stereotype that all pot smokers are like, hey, man,
or
what's
they,
up? Oh, man, go, I'm so high, man. Swirly. What's that from?
I can't
Come
remember.
On.
I know
Come
it.
On.
I don't know.
Come on. You're a douche.
It's old.
PCU.
Yeah.
Come on. PCU.
I knew it was old.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Not everyone's like that. Granted, some people
I know some stoners that are that way.
Yeah, but shit, dude.
But, I mean, I'm not. You're not.
I drive in icy, slushy snow doing, like, 80 down the fucking
shit,
highway.
Shit, you do that on stronger
weed.
Stuff than we do.
Shh.
Well, I'm saying you have.
And if you need some of that stronger stuff, 406-204 got P. I think this is going to be the reasonable cause for a search warrant the cops want. because some dick fuck SA wetback cunt motherfucker, mother bitch, gave
mother
them...
Mother bitch!
Gave
you
them,
mother bitch!
He actually gave them my phone number and was
right.
like, this guy sells drugs. And now we're all like,
we're
hey,
all hey,
we
you want
sell
some-
drugs. Different number, same good shit.
Wow.
And that means it's a joke.
I'm glad this is your place.
Fuck you, Braden. I'm glad your fingerprints are on everything.
That's
all
right.
I actually own everything. I actually cut all of my fingerprints
really?
Off.
Really? Because I actually had these weird things that go over my fingertips
to cover
them. I actually
put your
them.
Fingerprints on top of mine.
Whatever. Because when you copied my fingerprints, you copied my fake
hey,
ones.
Hey, because when you diss me, you diss yourself. Oh, for real, son.
Well, anyway,
so is that for that story?
They got arrested and they
of
got bailed out, of course, because they're rich.
Of course.
Because they have tons of drug money.
Of course. And drug cartels actually employ right. lawyers for just such an occasion.
Yeah.
All right. So is that for that story?
Sure.
All right.
Actually, there's probably more than I already read left, but I just don't want
to. That's fun.
We're at like 2 hours.
Yeah, we're good. So, should we do some blotter or should we do some clues?
We should do blotter.
Okay.
Because we're
going to
do that
blotter.
Once
Head-to-head blotter?
Well, yeah.
Well, okay.
What the fuck else?
Suspicious Tracks and Border Jump. If you guys are new to the show, this is The Blotter. This is a little something we do every other Wednesday once in a while. This is the local dumb fucking shit retards do that gets called into the police. Suspicious Tracks and Border Jump.
Missing driver and child locked in a locker.
Huh.
Yeah.
If you guys feel like playing along, well, it's not really a game, but call us, 406-204.
Well, it's a game for us because we're battling head-to-head
right,
style. Right,
head-to-head blotter. 5:50 a.m. Huh. Three men. We're looking around a gas station in Evergreen. They really wanted a ride. Three men lurking in the ghetto.
Just lurk. Just fucking looking. Lurkers.
Hey, I just need a ride.
Is this StarCraft?
Hey, where are you going?
Excuse me? Lurkers?
Funky Town.
Funky Town.
Yeah.
We're going down to Funky Town.
Oh, yeah.
1:29 a.m. A woman on Conrad Drive said her husband kicked her and the couple's child out of the house.
Nice.
Deputies arrived and mitigated the situation. Everyone agreed to cool it for the night.
Just for the night, but tomorrow night,
it's on.
Tomorrow night, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean it this time.
Okay. Like, it's like, been for mitigated real. For tonight,
but
seriously,
tomorrow,
get the fuck out.
When you wake up in the morning, get the fuck out.
All right, I'll give you the point for that, because this dude kicked out his wife and her kid. How much you want to bet?
Their kid.
How much you want to bet? I guarantee it's not his kid.
It said the couple's kid.
Yeah, I guarantee it's not his, though. It's hers. She brought the kid with her into the relationship.
No, it's probably one
would
of those...
Would a dude really kick out his own... Well, yeah, okay,
he would
mind.
If that kid was a mistake.
Right. Okay. Point to you, 1-0. 6:17 a.m. Monies from a tip jar were reported stolen. Yeah, that's such a ghetto thing. Eminem rapped about some shit like that, about
really?
Saving up money in a jar and someone breaking in and stealing it because you live in the fucking ghetto. That's a ghetto fucking thing. That's a ghetto thing because I have one. That's a ghetto fucking thing. That is the fucking tip jar because you're a fucking waitress because you had a kid when you were fucking 15 years old and your life went to shit ever since because you found, meth. That's awesome.
Is it my turn?
No. I just stopped talking because I needed to...
I didn't know if you fucking read it yet. You're not even looking at the camera.
Go, please.
4:13 a.m. Deputies pulled a vehicle out of the ditch near Lone Pine State Park. It turned out the vehicle, which later was impounded, had been stolen from Portland.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
From Portland.
I'll have to give you...
Someone's on the run.
Stolen car or stolen ghetto fucking tip jar?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say car from
2-0. 7:05 a.m. A 5th Avenue West resident suffered from a nosebleed. Hey.
Ooh, coke.
It shouldn't have been picking.
8:25 a.m.
Holla
someone
back.
Found a
holla back. Hey, people in the chat are hollering.
I what, didn't
holla back.
Holla.
Okay.
Fourth or damn it.
Drink.
8:25 a.m. Someone found a running vehicle with no one in it. So after some discussion, deputies decided to turn it off.
Huh?
It was at a car lot.
Huh?
Huh?
They just turned it off.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that was.
I wasn't just trying to warm up my car because it's wintertime here, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, just turn it off.
Fucking dicks.
It's like, dude, what the fuck?
Cops are such dicks.
Well,
I'm
they
taking
actually,
the point. I had a nosebleed. That's
after,
blood.
They didn't even just turn it off. They saw it, and after some discussion.
Oh, we. Hey, can you guys
hey,
call
can, huddle,
everybody?
Hey, time out.
Huddle.
Time out. We got to huddle up, team.
Group huddle.
All right, so this car's on. What
Brayden,
should we do?
Huddle.
Like, they're too far.
Huddle. No, well, huddle there. Okay.
All right,
guys. We got a car
yeah,
running.
It's running.
We got.
What do we do?
We're in a parking lot.
Matt, what's your idea?
Okay, I'm going to take 5, run up straight up the middle, hook a righty, swing a loosey, and I'm going to turn it off.
Right.
Does that sound good?
Check.
Okay, ready?
All right, break.
Break.
Whatever they do. Done. It's off.
That's so stupid.
That's what they did. You can have the point for that.
Thank
one,
you.
I think.
2-1. 9:03 a.m. Non-perishable food items were reported stolen from a food locker. You're actually stealing food from the food bank. You know they...
That you know that's free, right?
I'm not even gonna...
You know they give that
I'm
away.
Not even gonna acknowledge this with a joke.
You're gonna get the point.
People are idiots.
You get the point.
This is where I live.
People steal from food banks.
TheJamHole.com/donate.
That's the last place on the planet someone should steal from.
Hey, Matt, why don't you hardly have any local listeners? Oh, I don't know, because I live in a fucking valley surrounded by retards.
They steal food from food banks.
What's a podcast?
I don't know.
Condom?
I don't have a computer. I steal my food from a food bank.
What's a job?
Never have one.
What's an education?
Don't know.
What's a beer? Oh, hey!
I know! Beer me! I got it over here! Okay, you. You!
I know what beer is.
What's beer?
It's beer's what I drink before I fuck my wife. You guys have to join us for the live shows. You have to. Jamhole.com/live video if you are listening to the podcast version of this.
8:46 a.m. A man and a woman haven't been seen since Friday.
Huh.
It is now Wednesday.
I just did a story about a kid that hasn't been seen for 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm not sympathetic to your problem.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm taking the point for that.
It hasn't even been a week yet. Who fuck cares?
They're like, man, fuck this place. I'm out.
I'm out.
This place is full of crazies. I figured out, though, why, like, everyone stays here.
Because they can't get the fuck out.
Right. Well, because they go outside and they look around. And we live in this valley, the Flathead Valley.
Right.
You guys,
we're surrounded by these huge mountains.
Yeah. And they're so dumb. They're like, man, how do we get out of here? It's all mountains.
All these big mountains. How we get around them?
Oh, shit. So, I don't know, but I'm going to go drink beer to fuck my wife. Have another kid. And then I'm going to fuck her all up and I'm going to dump her. And then someone else will have to deal with it. But then I'll stalk her. Oh yeah, I'll stalk her.
And then she'll get back together.
Yeah, I'll drink beer and fuck her some more. And have another kid. Pretty soon I'll have enough kids. I won't have fucking work. I can just sit around and drink beer and fuck my wife all day.
And my kids.
And my kids. I'll fuck my kids. There's female, because I ain't no gay shit, man. I am no faggot. I'm
not that fag shit.
You know what I saw the other day?
Huh.
A beat down old fucking truck. With a big homemade No Obama sticker on
really?
It.
Like, homemade.
He didn't get this back during the elections.
Yeah,
he got this after Obama was actually elected.
And he's like, no.
No Obama.
No Obama.
No Obama. That's so great.
And he couldn't even afford to buy the sticker. He had to go make
fucking
one.
Fucking retards.
It was probably a Bush Cheney 04 bumper sticker with No Obama written with Sharpie over the top of it.
It's probably what it was.
Totally. It's totally your turn to.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
What?
Excuse me?
Pardon? You okay?
Yeah.
What's the matter, dude?
It's your turn to go.
So, what are you looking at me for?
Try to fucking read.
9:12 a.m.
What the fuck? I see you when you do that.
No, you don't.
And I do.
Can't see me when my eyes are closed.
Oh, no.
You can't see me if I can't see you. It's like a semi-truck. When you don't see the mirrors, he doesn't actually see you.
Right.
When I don't see you, you don't see me. You can't see me, fool. 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 Sucker. Fool.
Sucker.
Sucker. Fool. Nah, 9:35 a.m. Or no, 9:12 a.m. drink, sorry. A report of a fire in the wall of 2nd Avenue East home in Kalispell was unfounded. Nay, there is no fire here.
Bummer. Shut up for nothing.
Thanks for calling the cops.
And what time was it?
9:12 a.m.
Wow, they could have been fucking
bright
crashed
early.
Up.
Bright early.
Sweet. 9:38 a.m. A stolen vehicle was spotted at an Evergreen diner, but was gone when authorities arrived. The driver of the vehicle may have also walked out on a tab.
Ooh, hog and jog, Have you ever hogged and jogged?
I haven't.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Me neither.
I know people who have.
Yes.
And they're pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's such
it's a bad thing to do.
You're not only are you not tipping the waitress, but then you're not even paying. If I would do it, I would tip the waitress.
That's like
the waiter.
Only time you can get what you want before you pay for it. That's like
that is
getting
weird.
A bag of weed, smoking it, and then paying for it.
Yeah, you can do that sometimes. If you're like bros with the guys.
Well, yeah,
like,
you
hey,
get front or
let
whatever.
Me get that coat, bro. I'll pay you back tomorrow when my check gets here. It's always when my fucking government check gets here. When my tax... Dude, I'm waiting on my tax return. Then I promise I'll pay you. I promise.
Because I don't have a job, so I'm not, right. I don't get a so check every 2 weeks.
Because I had a job.
Right.
Right. Okay. It's so ghetto. What'd you have? I don't care. 9:35 a.m. Candy was lodged in a 3-year-old's throat. Candy. Right. Mm. You mother bitch.
You mother bitch.
You lodged candy in my 3-year-old's throat, you mother bitch.
10:30.
A.K.A. your penis.
Right. Your okay. penis.
Your penis. That, yours. Yours. It's not mine.
I heart, Matt.
God, I hate that bitch.
Love Lolita.
Lolita.
10:37 a.m. Kyla Mann, who was suspected to have arrived in Flagstaff, Arizona, hasn't made it. Huh. The last time anyone heard from him was when he drove his vehicle into a ditch
years ago.
Near Post Falls, Idaho.
Cool. It's so icy out here. You guys have to be careful.
Quit driving into ditches.
Oh, my Christ.
I've seen so many cars just stuck in the snow on the side of the road.
The great thing is I fucking haul so much ass, even in my little fucking Subaru.
And
that's
that has
not
like no
four-wheel drive,
or
actually.
Or have studs or
anything.
Or
studs. Just normal fucking tires. And I pass all these fucking cars and trucks and shit, and I always see four-wheel drive fucking vehicles fucked up and in the ditch. Like,
it's because they're stupid.
Stay home. I'll bring you what you need. I will open up a service.
You will deliver
what
their
do you
water
drugs,
and food.
Water, food. What do you need? I will bring it to you so you don't leave and hurt yourself.
You got
but
food, drink,
so,
and drugs. You do not need to leave
so
your house.
So help me God, to whom it may concern as well. If you don't tip me, I will kill you.
Watching you.
I will kill you.
Go.
I'm going to start packing heat when I deliver. And the next person that doesn't tip me, I'm going to knock on the door.
Pull out the
nine. And they're
going
to be like, what do you want? Boom!
My tip.
And that's it. That just... Oh.
Blow them away. How, don't even say anything.
Do you know how much better I would feel after that? Like, the show that happened to be the day after that happened? Wow. Epic.
That'd be just, the last one.
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
Depends on how... Good,
we know lawyers. Hmm?
We know
hey,
how.
Hey, capital Z. If I got, let's say hypothetically, arrested for murder, would you have my six?
I don't think he could because he lives in like a whole other state.
I would fly him down here to guard my six.
But if you're a lawyer, if he's a lawyer there, I don't know if he can like defend you if it happened here because.
Well, Braden, then he wouldn't be having my six, would he?
No, I'm just saying. You might want to rethink about that.
Oh, fun. Okay, my turn?
Sure.
10:15 a.m., someone on Greenbrier Drive in Kalispell had a backache.
Well, at 11:54 a.m., a 2-year-old child was transported to the hospital. Something was obstructing the child's airway.
Huh, yeah. That's weird, because...
Maybe a piece of candy?
2-year-old?
Yes, 2-year-old
child.
2-year-old,
that's crazy. Same family, I bet you.
Same penis.
They're like, hey, why does dick keep getting caught in these fucking parents' children's mouths?
2 and 3 years old.
What the fuck? Alright, oh, fuck, let's see here.
Come on, let's get this done.
I know, 11:23 a.m., a Frontage Road resident wanted extra patrol in the area. Reportedly... they saw footprints in the snow near the rear of their home.
Interesting.
Footprints in the snow.
Imagine someone walking through the snow.
Right.
Weird.
Why are you... Hey, I don't like you near the rear of my house.
Yeah. I'm kind of...
I see how you look at
my
house.
I get weird when people are at the rear.
I see that. I see.
I see how you look at the rear of my house.
Don't look at me like
that. I see
that
twinkle in your eye.
Don't ever.
Don't. I don't...
Come on.
I don't play with any of that fag shit.
Okay.
Okay. It's your turn.
I just read.
You did?
What?
I just read the 2-year-old one.
Wow, dude.
And then we had that...
The rear of the house.
Oh, right. 1 p.m., a child was locked inside a locker at school. 2 minutes later, though, someone freed them.
Huh?
Nice. I saw that. Don't worry, this is all archives.
So I was just gonna say, you're all like at home, fucking. I'll get that.
Oh, that motherfucker!
That mother! Oh no, you did! Fucking calling me up and
what the fuck?
Hey,
fuck
Matt.
You!
Fuck you!
Fuck you, Matt!
Fuck you, mother bitch!
Fuck you, mother bitch!
1:59 p.m. A train and a semi truck collided at the intersection of Jellison Lane and Jellison Road.
Wow, I have no idea where that is.
It's off of Highway 2 past the airport.
Gotcha.
On the right, if you're going towards Sea Falls. That's crazy. I know right where they're talking about, too. There's train tracks. If you go, if you turn off of the highway and go down Jellison, the other end of it, there's train tracks there. That's weird, though. I couldn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oops.
1:58 p.m., a house in Summers was egged.
Huh. 2:17 p.m., a person who bought goods in Kalispell fled to Canada and canceled the check they wrote for the merchandise.
Ooh.
They're like, in your face, I'm in Canada
in
now,
in your face,
bitch.
America,
and
take that.
America's like, oh yeah, you can never come here again.
What? Served.
Served. Straight up. Served.
2:10 p.m., hours after he kicked his wife and child out of the house. Oh, this is a follow-up.
Oh!
A Conrad Drive man allegedly threatened to kill his wife.
Yeah, she is a cunt. Paulo says, even... Oh, shit. Even the crimes in Kalispell... Sorry, drink. Even the crimes in Kalispell are boring. I know, right?
It's so dumb.
That's why we do this. Okay. Last one for tonight. A 48-year-old man made threats with a knife... He spent the night in jail. Threats with an I will cut you? I wonder if that's the dude that's been calling my voicemail.
Maybe.
He hasn't left me a message lately.
Cut you.
I cut you, Mike.
Cut you.
Stay away from my Lolita, I say. I cut you. Cut you good. You don't know I got a knife, Mike. You don't know I got a gun. I cut you. Maybe I choo you, Mike. I choo you, Mike. I choo you good, Mike. I choo you so much. I choo you.
You chewed what?
I chewed you, man.
You chewed me?
I chewed you, man.
You chewed me?
I got no chews on mine. I chewed
you.
You chews? I chewed you, man.
You chews.
Was that the last one?
Yeah, well, no, I got more, but I thought you said that.
I said last one.
For you?
Which, right.
Oh,
and
I got
you
a few
read
more.
One more.
Well, I got more.
Well, I don't give a fuck. I have
Let
more, too.
Let me just run through.
For sakes of getting
Jesus.
This godforsaken show over
Let's
with.
Let's just end it right here.
Talk to you guys Friday.
See ya.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.